Blog Talk Radio.
Pressed one. Still nada. Still nada.
Okay, pressed one.
I hear myself talking. All right. Do
still
I have
nada.
Me back? Do I have me back?
Still nada.
Okay,
pressed one.
I hear myself talking. Okay, now. Okay.
All right.
All right, Laurie Ann can hear me, so I guess we're back to being back to where we were supposed to
be. Do I have
the right way of life? God damn it.
Do I have me back? Still not pressed one.
Okay.
I hear myself talking.
Messing me,
okay,
messing me when I'm doing my intro with music. You know, my music intros. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, let's finish up the music intros, and we'll get into the rest of this crazy nutcase shit bullshit tonight. But tonight, we're talking about nutty fuckers on BTR, and I really got one. This guy really is a vengeance. For our good friends over at CNM, Robert. I hope he shows up tonight. I hope that fucker shows up too. Right, just bring it, you bad son bitch. Let's see what you really fucking mean. I mean, well, let's finish this music part and then we'll get into the rest. Hang tight.
Story all over again. You turn a lover into just another friend. I wanna love you, I wanna make you mine. Would you lay it on the line?
Thank you.
reserve the right to scream, fuck you! Wear your mask, take your pills, now a whole generation's mentally ill. But COVID's near, it's coming to town. We gotta act quick, shut our borders down. Joe Biden does, the media embraces. Big Doc does it and they call him racist.
We the people, let's go friend, we the people. Let's go friend, we the people. Let's go friend, we the people.
Fuck Facebook, fuck Twitter too, and the mainstream media. Fuck you too, 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 woo. Yeah, you.
We the
people. Ooh, yeah. We the people.
Inflation's up like the minimum wage, so it's all the same. It ain't a damn thing changed.
Right, you're in tune to Crazy Nation Radio. We're going to throw one more for you. Put in your pipe and smoke it. Here you go. Smoke
I've this been one. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drive back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. The rich man knows, the rich man, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end, cause the rich men, cause the rich men, look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast, milk and welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay, for your bags of butt drowned. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, for people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in a new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
All right, there you go. Put that one in your pipe and smoke it. That's a good one. Amazing guy. Really amazing, amazing dude. Really is. I like his work, but, you know, hey, great. You know, he hasn't sold himself out yet. That's a good thing. Most musicians, to get a hit like that, they sell out. You know, he's smarter than that, though. Thank God. Thank God. You know, man, fame and fortune and everything everything goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no Bed of Roses, no Pleasure Cruise. Remember Freddie Mercury wrote that song? Remember that one, you know? Yeah. That's right. It's not. It's not what people think it is. But, you know, hey. And he's not really in it for the money. So that's cool, too. That's kind of strange, coming from Appalachian Mountains and stuff like that where he's from, but yeah, fuck. You know, that's great, you know, just don't. Greed has got taken control of the fucking planet. You all know just as well I have. Money has grown people fucking nuts. They want us to go against each other. They want more of it. They want more control of all of us. Freedom is gone. There is no such thing. It don't exist. I mean, you might concoct some fucking bullshit in your mind. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm free. I can go to Walmart anytime I want to. But when you get there, it's the act that you do makes you still a slave. That's when you give up free money to have the privilege of getting something. You have to give them money to get it. You get it? Got to give them money. They do absolutely nothing for you or to make that product at all. Nothing. They have no overhead. You know, which they claim to do. Well, we got to take care of this and that and this and that. Well, that's they don't need this much money to do that. But they just don't ever get enough. It's never going to stop until you're completely taxed up all your property. That's what's going to do. They're going to run you fucking out by jacking up the taxes eventually. Taxes, interest, consent. Yeah, they all go together. And we give up. We give in. We just do it. We just, that, fuck it, whatever. I got to have that new fucking boat. I got to have the new truck. I got to have that new tractor. You know, I got to have that new tractor out my yard, God damn it. You know, because I don't want to look at that jelly Bob fucking them two bears beat. Fuck that. I'm going to go in debt for $100,000 and fucking be better than him. No, you're not. No, you're not. he ain't no better than you either. That's the best part about it. That motherfucker ain't nobody no better than you. Doesn't matter what you got. But it does. It does to the rich motherfuckers. That's why they want more of it. Got to have more. Give me more, more, more. The taste of money is what I'm looking for. Give it all. You know, fuck yeah. Old Dr. Pepper commercial. But hey, that's enough of my fucking psycho shit. I'm going to keep these phone lines open and see other people around the world want to say about the world bad shit we're doing. But tonight, it's a weird deal, man. I've been kind of chomping this for the past couple nights on my show. I don't know what this guy's problem is with CNN. station podcast here on BTR. This cat named Warren. Apparently, that's the name Warren. This guy's got a vendetta out for these poor people, man. Like, what the fuck? This guy's a little fucking different. Anyway, welcome to the show. What's happening, Gunslinger, in 814, whoever you are?
Well, if you look here in the chat room, a federal judge has blocked the bitch. Did you hear that?
Do you need oxygen?
I said, did you hear that?
Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you just fine.
I guess they can't hear nothing. Okay, well, that's fine by me. I'm cool. Don't want to talk to me. Hurting my feelings. Get me all upset. Let's check this shit out for the fun of it.
Oh, Ron.
We have full-on panic at the Biden White House tonight. Joe Biden is now facing very serious impeachment inquiry over an extensive multi-million dollar, what I'm calling the Joe Biden bribery, money laundering, corruption scheme allegations. It involves Joe. It involves his zero experience son, Hunter, and other members of the Biden family syndicate. Or if you're in Fulton County, Georgia, that would be called an enterprise. They like that word down there. Anyway, these are legitimate allegations backed up with a mountain of very real evidence. And while everyone is innocent until proven guilty, there is no doubt that Joe Biden participated in Hunter's shady foreign business deals. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And Joe Biden did it as vice president. And according to the White House spokesman, chief propagandist of the moment, some guy by the name of Ian Sams. Ian is obsessed with this show. He often responds to what's said on this show. This is only a story about a father's love for his son. Watch.
One of the other allegations is the president was present at some of the meetings between Hunter Biden and his business associates. Why was the president at those meetings on those phone calls?
Well, again, I think this is part of the right wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse
people.
Well,
looking for more money.
The truth is that the president, as he has said publicly for years, calls his family every day to check in. He calls his son every day to check in. He calls his other family members to check in to see how they're doing. He loves them. They're a tight-knit family.
Now, that's what a loving father does, right? He sends his struggling drug-addicted son all over the world, including to countries that are our top geopolitical foes, to do deals with sketchy, corrupt oligarchs while helping facilitate those deals with phone calls, meetings, and dinners. And by the way, did I tell you his son has no experience, nothing really to offer these countries? Anyway, then based on Hunter Biden's texts, well, he complained bitterly that Pops, that would be President Joe Biden, then Vice President Joe Biden, was taking half of his income. Just a classic father-son love story, right? Well, now the White House is demanding that media outlets tout this absurd narrative of theirs and trash the GOP's new impeachment inquiry. Now, this is Joe's PR room. Now, let's see how many dupes in the media are going to regurgitate this nonsense in a very dishonest letter. For example, propagandist Ian Sams writes, quote, "There is simply no evidence at all that Joe Biden did anything wrong, much less impeachable." Now, naturally, some on fake news CNN, they were all but eager to toe the party line. Let's take a quick look.
Have literally been looking for evidence of this for years and have not yet found any.
This House Speaker is now greenlighting an investigation into Biden without any evidence of wrongdoing. I'm going to reiterate to the audience because we need to be clear. There is not evidence.
Well, they don't have evidence yet to prove that very serious allegation.
Again, no evidence that we have seen.
As for evidence, though, there hasn't been any.
House Republicans have still not delivered any proof of President Biden directly benefiting from his son's business dealings.
All right, now, despite the sycophants over a fake news CNN, there is trouble in paradise for Biden's reelection campaign. Many in the media mob, they are now beginning to turn on Joe Biden. This is getting interesting. Here's a brand new op-ed from one of Biden's favorite columnists at the Washington Post, the very liberal David Ignatius. It's entitled, "President Biden Should Not Run Again in 2024. And according to Ignatius, Biden's age has been the subject of dinner table conversations across America this summer. No, since he started saying, if you were watching this show, Mr. Ignatius, clearly you need to expand your news base, knowledge base, where you get your news from. Anyway, Ignatius continues, quote, because of their concerns about Biden's age, voters would sensibly focus on his presumptive running mate. That would be Kamala Harris. She's less popular than Biden. And while Politico calls for Harris to be replaced as Biden's running mate, Ignatius doesn't want either Joe or Kamala on the ticket. He also takes a shot at Hunter's foreign business deals. It is a devastating rebuke of Biden's reelection chances. And by the way, this is now only the latest domino to fall in a series of major influential left-wing media figures now turning on President Biden. I talked about the canary in the coal mine. That was probably Maureen Dowd at the New York Times, her column, blasting Biden's unconscionable and despicable treatment of his seventh grandchild, 4 years old, that he wouldn't even acknowledge existed. But in the last week alone, now the pressure is really ramping up. CNN's Van Jones, quote, would you give this grandpa a high-stress job for 6 more years? I'll ask this question. Could Joe Biden even be a competent Walmart greeter? I don't know. That was funny. Come on. Meanwhile, Obama's former chief political strategist, David Axelrod, by the way, this is a pretty influential guy within Democratic Party ranks. He was the architect behind Barack Obama's success. He said Biden needs to decide if he can complete the job or step aside. The raging Cajun. When you lose James Carville, you're in deep Adam Schiff, if you know what I mean. But he said that Biden has a clear age problem and called his plummeting poll numbers, quote, troubling. Over the weekend, even over at MSDNC, Chuck Todd was all but begging California Governor Gavin Newsom to enter this race. And even, get this, even morning liberal Joe, this is what he had to say today about Biden. And by the way, what he's saying is 1,000% true. For once, he got something right. Take a look.
Mika and I, everybody we talk to, every political discussion, it talks a lot about Trump. But when it comes to Joe Biden, people say, man, he's too old to run, isn't he? I mean, he's not really going to run. When I say every discussion, I don't mean 99% of the discussion. Every discussion. We got it. I asked Reverend Al if he was hearing it all the time on our show this past week. He's hearing it as well. So, you know, we often will complain about Republicans who will say one thing about Donald Trump off the air and another on air. Well, let me just say, Democrats off the air will say Joe Biden's too old. Why is he running? On the air, they won't say that.
Now, when you're a Democrat and you even lose Morning Joe and you lose David Axelrod and Van Jones and James Carville and David Ignatius and Maureen Dowd, you probably need to watch out. Now some in the White House press corps, they're even now beginning to ask questions about Biden's constant lying. Maybe they learned a thing or two as they watch this show every night. By the way, we're glad you're watching. Take a look.
In the past couple of weeks, the president has lied about being at Ground Zero the day after the September 11th attacks, falsely claimed he saw the Pittsburgh Bridge collapse, claimed his grandfather died in the hospital days before his birth. What is going on with the president? Is he just believing things that didn't happen did happen, or is he just randomly making stuff up?
The president was deeply touched and honored to be able to spend 9/11 with military members there in Alaska and some families. And he spoke about a visit to Ground Zero, which he did participate in about a week or so after the event, and what that looked and what that smelled and what that felt like. And it had a visceral impact on him, as it did so many other Americans on that terrible day.
The question was, why does he lie so much? That wasn't the question he answered. Is there anyone at this White House willing to give an honest, forthcoming answer? Apparently not. But the next couple of weeks will be very telling if any prominent elected Democrats join their friends in the mob and the media and call for Joe Biden to step aside. His reelection bid, it is done. It is over. No one in the Democratic Party or the media protect Biden because they think he is a good president or even a decent person. They just want to beat who they think the Republican nominee is going to be, Donald Trump. And if Joe can't do the job, they're going to send him packing. Wait for that first prominent elected official. And tonight, more bad news for Biden. New evidence from John Solomon that Biden held a private meeting as vice president at the Naval Observatory with Hunter Biden's business partners. Apparently, they were discussing Burisma and a possible candidate for UN Secretary General. Now, why would a vice president discuss these topics with his son's business partners? And there were all the other trips to the Obama White House and all the other trips, meeting and dinners and lunches and everything in between with Hunter's business partners. And then, of course, oligarchs, even from Russia. Now, according to Joe, in a newly surfaced video from 2019, he was just never warned of any potential conflict of interest. Nobody told him. When pressed by an NPR reporter, he seems to blame his dying son, Bo Biden. See if this makes sense to you.
You know it didn't look good for Hunter Biden to be on that board, even if he did nothing wrong. The optics weren't good. And you talk a lot about what it means to be a Biden and the integrity that is imbued in that family name. But there were former White House aides of yours who tried to warn you about the potential conflicts of interest.
Nobody warned me about a potential conflict of interest. Nobody warned me about that. And at the same time, this
George Kent, the State Department official, testified that he raised it to you.
No, he
and your
didn't
staff,
say
to your
me.
Staff.
He did not.
To your staff.
I never, never heard that once.
To your
all.
Staff. And your staff and, told him he has no bandwidth.
Well, my son was dying. I guess that's why he said it, because my son was on his deathbed.
What? Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.
Sorry, let that play on, but I was trying to find something else. But anyway, it's getting become the same old thing, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? It's the same old shit. Doesn't matter. Biden this, Biden that, blah, blah, blah. Nothing's happening. Impeachment inquiry. You know, we're going to think about it. Yeah, we'll think about it. We got evidence. Think about it. Just do it. You know, what seems to be wrong with the problem? Just do it. You know, think that what the,
can you,
how it goes.
Can you hear us, Ron?
That was
can
Nike, wasn't it? Nike, yeah. Yeah, just
can
do
you
it.
Hear us, Ron?
Oh, my God, but it's crazy. It's a nut house we live in. It's nuts. It's nuts. It is straight up crazy. So, you know, what can I say? It's the world we live in. Don't you like it? Don't you like the world you live in?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all your mics are hot, lit, and on, so you got something to say, open your face, man. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yeah, man. I can't hear you now. See, that's it, people. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
That's the story I'm living
with. Can you hear me?
Oh, because
fine,
I'm really fucked up on a lot of things.
Hello?
You know,
can you hear me?
Why is it the gas going up
so
high?
Can you hear me?
Have anybody noticed it? That it's getting much more expensive to buy gasoline. It's almost topping over $4 down here in the fucking, you know. No, I can't hear you, Gunslinger. You ain't saying nothing. You have nothing to say to me. I don't hear anybody.
Ron Rex, can you hear me?
Yes, I am. What?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
Hello?
I can't hear you. Ain't that a bitch? Here we go. You can hear me, but I can't hear you, man. What in the Samuel Jackson? Anybody else? Can anybody else can talk to me?
Hello, Ron Reck. Can you hear me, Ron?
I can't. I can't hear shit. How could that fucking be? Let me try to reset this bitch again. Here we go. Fuck me.
Done.
Yeah, I hear Mike. I hear me. Well, no, I don't hear me. But I can't hear Ron. Obviously, can't hear me. But I hear him.
Wow.
Mike, can you hear me? Hello. Mike, you there? Mike.
Hey, I can barely hear you, Gun. But I can't hear you.
I'm
God.
I'm licking the microphone.
It's got to be Monday. I pressed one.
Gotta be Monday. Yep, gotta be Monday.
And nobody can.
Gotta be Monday. Okay. Yes, it does.
Well,
either
you're
that
pulling
or
a.
Gotta be.
You're pulling.
One of your
you're being
smart, messing us up.
Yeah, you're being a Zinzer bitch. Don't be the son of a Zinzer bitch. Get it? Zinzer bitch. Mike, can you hear me? Hello.
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 Can you?
Hello, Lorianne. Hello.
This is Kat. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's Kat. I can hear you.
Yeah, what's wrong with that stupid Ron Rick?
He's having problems. It's a Monday. He's having a problem. It's a Monday.
I bet it's fucking Block Talk Radio again.
Yeah, Block Talk Radio fucking up.
Well, we can have a show without Ron, huh?
I'm guessing yes.
It says he's popped back in the room, joined the conversation. Oh, Ron. Oh, chap.
Who else is here besides us?
We've got hopefully Lorianne will call. And hopefully Pianchi or whatever his name and Joe Gibson will call. And
Joe
maybe,
Gibson, the crazy guy. Is he still around?
Joe Gibson? Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on Lorianne's show on Sunday, this past Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Talking about, well, me and Gunn were at least, right, Gunn?
Yep.
Talking
yep.
about
the Sarge you ever call in?
He'll call in tomorrow night on Robert's show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a constitutional thing tomorrow night on Robert's show. Friday night. Well, not Friday, tomorrow night, Friday night, I'm sorry.
So we're waiting on Rick to figure out.
Okay, now I'm reconnected. Can you hear me now, folks?
Hey,
can you hear us now?
Hey, what's up?
We've been hearing you, but can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep, I got you. Yep, we're on the same page now. Fucking technical bullshit. I had to repart 10 times. Anyway, fuck me.
Kitty cat's here.
Yeah, I was in bed.
I hear that.
And what's his name? One year gunslinger got me out of bed.
Got you out of bed?
Yeah.
Why? Because I wasn't talking?
He wanted me to come and join his orgy.
All right. Come on in. Kick back, my life. Mellow out.
Hey, you know what they're going to do?
Well.
What gun?
What I was saying, since Ron couldn't hear me a while ago, I finally get to say it now.
He could hear you. Gunslinger. He could hear you. He was laughing in the background because everybody was so confused.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy.
Well, shiver.
But you guys are all on Skype, ain't you? Calling in one line.
No,
I'm calling on my regular. No, not
You're
me.
Such a dick. You know that?
What's you what? I am.
Yeah.
Who's
wrong
a dick?
With
me?
You?
Well, fuck! I don't know what's wrong with me. Many doctors can't figure it out either. So we're fucking.
I'm
done, man.
Right, but you're getting your jollies out of it.
You're
doing
I'm
it on
about,
purpose.
Maybe
you
I don't know.
Fool me, Ron.
I have.
You can't
there's
fool
10
me.
Of me. I have a split personality,
okay.
Billy. I can't help it, man. Fuck, I'm out there.
But
you know?
dude,
it's
I'm
serious.
Just saying.
This is fucking outer space for me.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, Brian. I'm trying to figure out what kind of entertainment you're getting out of it, or what you're trying to show.
What do you mean?
Like,
it's my radio show. It's my podcast. So what?
You have to talk to crazy people like me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
See, gotcha.
We're all crazy. Billy,
there you go.
We're all misfits in this world. Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're all straight cats.
It was a cruel, practical joke. That's all.
Ron's always been full of shit. So what's your point, Billy?
Exactly. What is the issue?
That's my point. That's it. That's it.
But it's entertainment, ain't it? Ain't it entertainment? Yeah.
For you,
well, no.
No, I was having technical problems. I couldn't hear none of you guys. I couldn't hear shit. You might have heard me even though. Well, anyway, I couldn't hear you. But anyway, my whole topic is so nice. Actually, with Laurie Ann just doing it, on CNN Friday night. Warren, that guy. I bumped in his show earlier before I programmed my show, and I'm right here. He is running shit, and he's just bashing the fuck out of that guy. Old Robert, I guess. That's who he's beating up on CNN. You know, wow.
Oh, yeah, he's talking mad shit, huh?
He hates that motherfucker. Yeah, poor guy. I'm like, Rob, man, fuck this. So I said, well, you know what? You want to talk shit? I want him to show up here with me. I want him to come here, have a civil conversation with me. I'm really a nice guy. Everybody can tell he's been with me for years. I'm a really fucking cool guy. Comes doing a radio show. I mean, I'm really, really cool with it. You know, I don't get real, you know, stupid. You know, I like to play with the fucking mind a little bit, you know?
Who gives a shit about this Robert guy? We're here now.
Well, I know, but no, Robert's a good guy. I mean, his show's really good. You can check him out sometime if you get a chance.
Screw him.
You know.
Yeah, he is really good.
Jesus, Kat, even the beaten one, you know? Yeah.
You're lucky that I even come to your stuff.
I know. I feel so privileged, your royal ass holiness. I do.
Right.
I feel privileged. I get on my knee when you show up. I do. You know, I bow to you. Yes, I do. You know.
Well, don't get on your knees to me, buddy.
I have to.
I cannot wait till you all get back, okay, to basically transporting your stuff yourself with covered wagons.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know something? It's not far off. And I hope people do realize. I know it's serious. It sounds serious, but I hope people do realize that.
That after October, food prices are going to go insane.
No, they're not. Everything's normal. Everything's okay.
Ron, stop it, Ron.
Ron,
did you get this video I sent you?
I don't think so, Bill. You didn't send it to me. You sent me to me an email?
I sent it on Facebook. No, I sent it on Facebook.
Still don't pay attention to that stupid shit.
Well, I don't know where else it's at. I mean, that's where it's at. But that guy breaks it down into the nooks and crannies of Rome. Because we're modeled after Rome.
Hey, if you Google it,
you can put, like, you know, what, you know, empire is the U.S. modeled after? And I'll say Rome. And might throw a couple other little, like,
oh, yeah, okay. You sent this about an hour ago?
Gunslinger, you know, you're really rude. Y'all interrupted Gunslinger. He was bringing up a topic, and y'all just took over.
I didn't even know. I didn't even hear Gunslinger at all.
Gunslinger.
You can't hear me? Hello.
Yeah, I'll get this later.
But, Ron, yeah, that's a really good video to play because he breaks it down, like, to our atoms. You know what I mean? This guy on how we line up with Rome perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's been well documented, you know, that fact that we are like Rome.
What are y'all talking about?
The collapse. How the government ran back then, how the same way we run today.
Who is this guy that compared us to the fall of the Roman Empire?
He's some kind of PhD scientist, history professor.
Victor something, ain't it?
Yeah, he is.
Where did y'all hear about him?
Hang on a minute.
Yeah,
where did he have all this written down?
He went to college for it, and he got a degree in it.
Where did y'all hear it? Was it on TV? Was it on Blog Talk Radio?
YouTube.
No, it was recently released on YouTube, Kat. That's why I gave it to Ron on Facebook so he could play it for you guys. Because he breaks it down right down to our atoms, man, really. does a great job. I mean, it is technical, okay, because it is science. Basically, this is a PhD talking, not me. You know, it's a, yeah, listen. It's very technical. It's hard for me to understand even. He gets into it.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play the clip. I'm gonna play the clip.
Put it in.
Hang on.
Poor chat room.
Billy, are you in my chat room? Well, hang on. I got hard to play the clip. Let me play the clip, and I'll throw it in there.
Yes.
Okay. Here you go. Rock on.
Everybody looks at America and say, "Are we Rome?" And if you're conservatives, you usually say, well, the inflation is destroying our currency like it did with Rome. And tribalism is destroying us because, like Rome, we have lost the ability to unite people under a common language, common tradition, common culture, and expand from the idea that what was once largely an Anglo-Saxon population, then a pan-European population, then an Eastern European, then an Asian, along with the descendants of slaves, and then a Latin American population. We could keep reinventing America. We're losing that ability with tribal politics, wokeness, this new idea that to cure racism, you must be racist, or to stop discrimination, you must practice discrimination. That was a symptom of Roman decline along with inflation. Another idea was that we're dealing with is very similar to Rome, is that once you have a Republican government, you forget that there were certain conditions that created it. There was a certain familiar place. There were certain familiar boundaries. There were certain familiar affinities. And when you expand that to Gaul, Hispania, Britannia, Germania, parts of southern Germania, Dalmatia, Arabia, Judea, then you have to say to yourself, the Italian paradigm will work all over the world for people who don't speak Italian, have never been to Italy, will never go to Italy, but the mindset will be the same. And it works if you work at it. If you teach people Latin all the time and you make sure that all the architecture at Leptis Magna in Libya or in Iraq looks like it does in Italy, or everybody's on the same page with Roman law. But when you don't do that and you say that that's unfair, or who you to put your values on other people, then it doesn't work. And so when we look at Rome, and I should say that there, you know, scholars have noticed there's over 220 official published explanation for why Rome fell. But when we do look at Rome, I think you can see some affinities we all agree on, that the dollar is worth less and less each year. And we are printing money not on the basis of increased population and productivity, but just to print it. And that's a means of radical redistribution, that the debt that we're leaving to our children, each generation gets larger and larger, that people increasingly do not look like each other, which is okay, but increasingly they say to themselves that how I look is essential to who I am and it's not incidental. And that's a pathway to destruction, as Rome learned with its own problems with tribalism. And then finally, I think this is very important. A nation has to have civic education. They have to know what the Constitution is. They have to know what the First Amendment is. They have to know what the Second Amendment is. They have to have some idea who the people were that died at Shiloh, what Okinawa was about, who died on a B-17 and why, who, you know, Andrew Jackson was, who Lincoln was, who Harriet Tubman was. We seem to know a lot about Harriet Tubman, but nobody knows who William Tecumseh Sherman was. So if you don't have models of your past, then you're not going to have any connection with it, and you're going to forget it, and you're going to make up the past as you go along. Or Orwell says, he who controls the present can reinvent the past to make a new future, and that's what we're doing in this country. A country also has to have humility. You can't use the standards of the present and go back and say, look at those guys in covered wagons. They said racist things, and therefore we're not going to study them, or the Oregon Trail should be not mentioned. Before you can do that, you have to say to yourself, if I have five children and two of them die on the Oregon Trail because they don't have antibiotics or they have diphtheria, or I have 2600 vision but I can't get glasses and I can't see, or I don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, I have no satellite, or if I want a family of five, my wife at 15 is going to have to be pregnant about 15 times because I know five births are not going to come to full term. Another three or four, the child is going to be lost during childbirth. Another two or three are going to die from childhood diseases. Then she's not going to be emancipated because she's going to be pregnant from 15 to 40. And I'm not going to have any leisure time because I'm going to be trying to homestead a farm from 6 in the morning. But we've forgotten all that. So we have all these leisured creatures in the university that says, I judge this person racist, this person is sexist, this luminary is no good because they don't fit my standards of iPhones and vacuum cleaners and jet travel. And it's absolutely absurd. They have no idea, this generation, what the future is going to say to us. They could very well say, you and your scientific arrogance allowed 1 million fetuses that were viable children to be aborted in a single year. They may say that. Or they may say, wow, you guys went back to tribalism and started picking and choosing jobs and admissions by the color of people's skin. How reactionary was that? Every generation's got to be humble.
And there is your thought of the day. Victor Davis.
Everybody looks at America and say,
God,
are we Rome?
I was going to make you listen to it twice because you need it.
Victor Davis is one of my favorite. You should read everything he writes. He is an incredible voice of our age.
That's why Davis, there's hardly anything he ever says.
You can read anything he says, and he's never wrong.
4 hours ago, NATO attacked a Russian Navy port. Oh, that's huge, man. That's World War III.
No shit.
Are you kidding me?
That's great.
That's okay. Good thoughts, guys. Very acutely. Bam.
Let me tell you something. You all don't live, John and I live down here in a border state. Let me tell y'all something. You have no idea. Y'all think y'all sit on here and y'all read things and you know things. These people coming across the border are 75% military age males.
Mm-hmm.
They're dispersed all through the country. They are gearing up for World War III. And these guys coming across this border, look, these young white kids and black kids here in America that have been raised with Xboxes and Nintendos and all that bullshit, they're not going to join the military. They're going to draft those motherfucking illegals that have come in here. They're going to get them in the military. They're going to promise American citizenship, and their asses are going to be marched off to this war. You just watch. I'm an old lady. I've been seeing this happening
for
years.
You might be right. That would be genius.
I know I'm right. I am absolutely right on this. There is a big
because they
coming.
Would fight the American people. See, this army won't, but an army of the illegal immigrants would take up arms.
No, they're
going to.
They're not going to fight us. We're not going to have the war here. We're going to have the war. Heaven knows what. Look, World War III. We might as well just go ahead and commit suicide because nobody's going to live beyond when they start lobbing those nukes around. But it's going to be these people who are going to be on the front lines. It's not going to be us. We're importing an army right now.
Let me ask you a question because you might notice, Kat. What happens if there's no general election, no president is duly elected?
What are you talking about?
Kamala Harris
like
becomes
if
president.
Spend,
Kamala Harris carries on over. Or Speaker of the House.
Well, no. Wouldn't the vice president of the party that won take office?
I don't know what the conditions under which you're asking me this, Billy.
Okay, let's say
I don't understand.
Biden gets impeached. Okay, Trump has indictments and basically cannot run legally. And
who can't run legally?
They're already trying to get Gavin Newsom in there for that shit, man. They're done calling him in.
No, Billy's asking another. I need to explain this. I know where he's going. So you're saying that Trump can't legally run for president. Wait a minute, Billy, back up. You said if Trump legally can't run, what would preclude Trump from running for president?
Let's say he got a federal indictment and he was charged with it. And they literally, like,
he has,
you know,
been in charge with a bunch of stuff.
Found guilty. And
he
Biden can't run. Let me finish. And Biden can't run because he's
what
just
you're saying is wrong. What you're saying is totally wrong. The 14th.
I'm giving you a hypothetical. I'm giving you a hypothetical.
But your hypothetical is legally not true.
No. I'm saying if Trump gets charged, all right, and also indicted.
Okay.
And also indicted. Also indicted.
He's been indicted.
Biden gets impeached. Okay. No other Democratic or Republican candidate, because it's only Kamala Harris, percentage of the people to vote.
Okay, if you would just let me talk when I ask you to let me talk, so you could stop sounding stupid. There is,
all right,
if Trump is convicted of everything that he's been indicted for, he can still run for president. The Constitution is very clear on this. It's the 14th Amendment, Section 3. It only applies to senators, congressmen, and electors for the president or vice president, or cannot run or hold an elected office. Also, state legislators cannot run for elective office if they have, you know, been convicted of felonies, insurrection, or whatever.
Right. That's
not
true.
Wait a second.
If he gets convicted of that, and Biden gets impeached, and there's not, you know.
Billy, you didn't hear a fucking word I said. Trump can
run.
A person can still run for president if they are convicted of anything.
Yes.
You just said that they could not.
I said senators, congressmen, and electors of the president and vice president.
Yes.
In other words, people, the electors that we send to vote in the Electoral College, the president and the vice president, if they have 20 felonies, they can still run for president.
And by the way, hello everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Lorianne.
Neighborhood boosted libertarian.
With all these charges on Trump and the Democrats saying, no, he doesn't qualify to run. What's all that talk about?
They're full of shit. Read articles.
Yeah, they're full of shit. He can literally be president sitting in a prison cell. There's nothing stopping him. Why do you think they want to change the laws? The Democrats want to change the law because they know that Trump absolutely can still run for president. He absolutely can still win it, and he can still run the country from inside a prison cell. There's nothing constitutionally stopping that.
Wouldn't that be
the
cool?
14th Amendment, Section 3.
Run the country.
Everybody stop and read it.
Hold on. Let me just
Amendment, Section 3. You can read it. It's all laid out there. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, does not apply to the president or vice president. Lord, what is the lady's name on here right now?
Lorianne.
Camel-toe-Harris.
Lorianne, thank you.
You're welcome, Kat, and good to meet you, Kat. I don't think that I've been on when you've been on before, so good to meet you.
I've known Ron for years, and don't believe a thing Ron says. He's full of crap always.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Damn right. I'm your common male. I'm your common male.
Good
to know.
I love you too, Kat. God damn you.
Now, here's what I'm not trying to do.
Give me
now,
that kind of favor.
What's his name in Utah? Mitt Romney has just retired from Congress. And
I thought he should run for president again. I could see Mitt Romney
as
president.
Yeah, he's
going to
run for president again.
And he looks like
he's a snake.
No, he's not.
He looks like a Dick
a
York.
He's such a corrupt snake. It's
he
not
looks
even
like
funny.
Dick York on Bewitched.
Mitt Romney is not going to run. Mitt Romney just sold for over $700,000 his entire, whatever you call it, what is that, his database for, you know, fundraising database. He just rented it to Rick Scott for over $700,000. So Mitt Romney is out. Mitt Romney is going to go away and just make tons of money. His wife has MS. He isn't liked by the Republicans. He's gonna fade away. Take a big job somewhere and just make tons of money. Mitt Romney's out of it. So to sit there,
man, you know, I wish I knew somebody that could alter DNA so that I could prove that, like, I'm an heir to Mitt Romney's fortune when he dies. Seriously,
I know
the guy.
Mr. Bang.
The 14th Amendment and Trump and presidency and stuff, that is why the states are trying to change their laws, especially I think it's Colorado and several others. The Democrats are trying to change their state laws to keep Trump off of the ballot because they fully know that he can run and he can win and he can run the country from a prison cell. That is their attempt. That's one way that the states are coming up with to try to keep Trump off of the ballot in order to prevent him from actually winning.
I feel like a charge of felony stops you from becoming president.
No.
Like, you can't have a felony.
What did we just tell you?
Nope.
No, you told me that you
can't. Stop saying that.
I'm just wondering where I got that information from.
It's in the 14th Amendment. It's in the Constitution. God, I just can't. I want to beat my head against the wall.
All 14th Amendment was that they're working on the
Cat. You can only try so hard, Cat. You can only do so much, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Brian.
Look, I don't know how much longer my voice is going to last. I would like to just give y'all some information about something, and then y'all can just talk about whatever you want. But
can we talk about you?
Very important. Yeah, okay. Talk about me and my tits, okay?
Oh, yeah, them are fucking sweet. Them are real sweet. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, but listen, you know, down here in Texas, they impeached in the House, the legislature down here, they impeached our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, for some bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you what the trial has revealed. And this is very important to the national scene because behind everything that's gone on since Kennedy was assassinated has been the Bush family, okay?
Right.
So what happened when Ken Paxton ran this last time, the person that he beat was George P. Bush, who is the son of Jeb Bush. So Ken Paxton beat him. So Ken Paxton is in office, right? So there's these people within his office who did not like the fact that he won. They wanted George P. Bush to win, right?
Right.
So Ken Paxton had an affair, an extramarital affair. Ken Paxton had some remodeling work done at his house.
Right.
People in his office went to the FBI with no evidence. 3 years ago, and said Ken Paxton is a criminal. You need to investigate him. So the FBI investigated him all this time. Okay, so what's come out at the trial is this: Ken Paxton has one of the best lawyers. He's called the super lawyer in Texas. His name is his last name is Busby, Tony Busby. Great lawyer. You need to go on YouTube and look at Tony Busby doing the interrogation of these so-called lawyers who worked for Ken Paxton. Well, anyway, so all these lawyers that worked for Ken Paxton that quit after they went to the FBI, they are being represented by this attorney named Johnny Sutton. Let me tell you who Johnny Sutton is. Johnny Sutton is a creep. Johnny Sutton worked for John Ashcroft, who was the Attorney General under Bush, George W. Bush. Okay, so it's come out the day that they went to the FBI with no evidence against Ken Paxton, only hearsay. Well, I wouldn't call it hearsay at that time, only accusations, but no evidence,
mm-hmm.
none whatsoever.
Right. Right.
Johnny Sutton started representing them.
Do you say Sutton?
Charged him. S-U-T-T-O-N. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He is also a total lawyer for the Bush family. I mean, just totally tied in with the Bushes. Well, on the very day that they went to the FBI about this, lo and behold, George P. Bush, been the land commissioner down here, a big office. The land commissioner is a big office. George P. Bush, who is a lawyer, but had let his law license expire in Texas, reapplied to the bar to reinstate his law license. So it came out in court that these guys were not paying, were being represented by Johnny Sutton, but they were not paying him any money. He didn't charge him anything. Well, who paid Johnny Sutton? $178,000, but the Land Commission office. Do y'all hear all this, what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's all about the Bushes.
The Bushes have just totally, they have split up the Republicans here in Texas, and it's just, it's a shit show. And I found out, because this really talk about, you know, brings things into clarity. My representative, who I thought was great, was Chip Roy. He's in Congress. I know y'all seen Chip Roy out there running his mouth. Well, he's totally against Ken Paxton. He's totally hitched his guitar to George P. Bush. So the Bushes is trying to stay in power by, you know, by hook or by crook to get George P. in, you know, statewide office down here, either in the attorney general's or governor's office. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell y'all that. See, Ken Paxton was coming out against Biden. He was doing a bunch of stuff against Biden, against the Biden administration. And
yeah, I heard some. Yeah, I heard some. That's. I was thinking of that myself, because that's what, you know, I heard some shit on that.
Yeah.
He's against Biden.
But there's no evidence against Paxton.
Anybody's against Biden, they're
just
going after him. You know, their gang's coming after the clean fuckers up.
The Bushes are. Yeah. The Bushes are going against anybody. Yeah, the Bushes are really, they're just a criminal mafia family.
Oh, yeah, the Bush family dynasty of corruption, and they are so buddy-buddy. The Clintons, they are buddy-buddy with the Bidens. They are buddy-buddy with the Obamas. They're besties, man. All of them. The most, the most politically corrupt people there are, and they are best friends. You know, they will lick each other's assholes. You know, pretty much.
I mean, guess who else is tied with the Bushes? Ron DeSantis down there in Florida is tied to the Bushes.
Yes.
As well. So yeah.
Yep. Do y'all know who Judge Joe Brown is?
DeSantis is a chump.
Yes. Yes.
Judge Joe Brown, he has the goods on Obama. He said that Obama's stepfather, Satoru, we're told that he was this engineer, you know, worked for a petroleum company in Indonesia. Well, Judge Joe Brown said that, well, I knew this, that George Herbert Walker Bush, before he became CIA director, he had his own intelligence. It's an oil well industry intelligence all over the Middle East. Well, actually, all over the world. I knew this from my study in the OSS and the CIA and all that. But that Satoru actually worked for George Bush. And what he did was, George Bush, you know, what Satoru did was he ran the hit squads that took out the people that were, you know, hurting their oil business in the Middle East and Indonesia. So George W. Bush knew Obama. They had known those people growing up. And that you've noticed that George W. Bush, whenever he sees Michelle, he gives her a piece of candy. That's because when George would see Obama when he was a little boy, he'd always give him a piece of candy. And when he was sent back to the United States to go to that private school in Hawaii, That would cost $45,000. Well, back in the 60s, $45,000 was like you could buy
two houses and six cars were for $45,000. But the grandmother worked at this bank, and what she did was she laundered money through that bank for the black ops that they were doing in the Middle East with those oil companies. Yeah, and they groomed Obama to be president. So if you think there, I've always known there was a Bush-Obama connection, but I never really understood that there was connection between the stepfather and the Bushes. And the mother worked for Ford, the Ford Foundation, which is a CIA front. And she went to Pakistan at a time when nobody else could go to Pakistan, and Obama was allowed to visit her there. But nobody else could go there. No Americans were allowed to go to Pakistan during that time. Anyway, I'm getting ready to lose my voice. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Okay. What do you guys think about the fake Ron DeSantis, you know, withdrawing from the race and apologizing to Trump?
He's a traitor. Don't trust him.
Oh, I know.
Well,
by the way, I like Kat. I'm just going to say it right now, not to totally interrupt the conversation. I like Kat. I like her already.
Laureate, whoa.
She's good.
Laureate, I'm warning you. You don't know the Kat the way I do. The Kat is a master manipulator. She is the best there ever was. Or ever is. She
well,
is
no
the,
wonder why
she
I
is
like
the troll
her.
Of all fucking trolls. I promise you, let this motherfucker loose. It's
thank
not
you,
good.
Ron.
Trust me. I love her to death. I've known her for fucking years. And she, I mean, how many, I mean, I've been to, what is it, three different shows until this. And yeah, me and Kat go way fucking back. Back during the battles. Back in the old ancient days of Blog Talk Radio, the fucking battles. You know. 20-30
yeah.
motherfuckers online at the same fucking time going
right on.
Oh my god,
well,
it
just
horrible
like how
days.
I always
yeah, we...
welcome you on my show, Kat. I extend that invitation to you as well. If you're hanging out on a Sunday night and you want to yap on Blog Talk, my show is Lucid Libertarian. You're definitely invited to call in and join the conversation on Sunday
well,
night.
I would ask her, do you like libertarians,
you.
Kat? That'd be the first thing I do. You know, you got to test it for it. It might claw
well, the
you.
The thing about libertarians is that you can reasonably talk to them. You may not always agree with them, but libertarians have a... Yeah, no, libertarians have a...
Oh, I know
people.
Some libertarians that even I can't stand. I'll put it that way. That even I'm like, oh, my God, I'm trying to talk through a cement wall here. You know, like, we're kind of a mixed breed.
By the way, Kat. By the way, Kat, Sarge usually appears on Lorianne's show. So yeah, there's another
oh, he
guy.
Does? Lorianne Sarge comes on your show.
Oh yeah, Sarge comes on pretty frequently on my show. Yep.
Sarge
I always enjoy
Sarge
having him too. Gunslinger shows up once in a while. Pianki shows up once in a while as well. Yep. We have some familiar
buddy.
Joe Gibson usually calls in. We got a lot of people that make their way to my show oftentimes on Sunday.
Is it Tarzana Joe or is it the other guy? The guy that's gonna host the debate on Friday night.
That's Montana Joe. We call him Montana Joe. Joe from Montana versus Joe Gibson, you know, so that we can keep the two, you know, differentiated. I oftentimes just call Joe Gibson, just so that people know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you know, actually, in Montana Joe was the first caller I ever had on my show 2 years ago. He happened to see... Oh, actual libertarian show on Blog Talk. Oh, my God, I better tune in. And so he did. And so he usually shows up briefly from time to time on my show, yeah.
Well, Sarge uses me as a soundboard. I think we talk about three times a week, and he tells me everything that he's going to talk about on his shows, and we go over stuff. And Sarge is my buddy. Because I have to admit, my husband is part liberal, so, you know, it's hard.
I never knew that.
And your husband is, yeah. How are you a part liberal? What does that mean?
He did vote for Trump because I said, if you don't vote for Trump, I think you have to live somewhere else. So
it's
I gave
inbreeding.
Him that ultimatum.
It's all got to do with inbreeding.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. When you're raised in a totally Catholic, Democratic family, I think it's hard to break, you know.
You're fucked. You're fucked. If that's the case, you're fucked. You know it. You're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Is he okay with the Second Amendment?
I was raised in a Democrat family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're fucked up, too. Sorry about that.
And then my dad grew up and wised up. My mom is starting to finally wise up now that she's 77.
God bless her.
She's starting to finally see the light.
God bless her.
My sister went from Democrat to staunch Republican. But then I have my cousin, who's the daughter of my mom's only sister. My cousin is actually part owner of the magazine Outfront Magazine, which is a LGBTQ+ ABCXYZ magazine. And so she's like totally on the other spectrum politically, but she's a really nice person. I get along with her. We don't talk very often, especially about politics. But you know, she's a good person overall, but she's definitely deviated away from, especially her uncle. My uncle Al was like avid hunter, gun owner. And so was my aunt. You know, she went out hunting with him all the time and things when she was still alive. And it's like, how in the hell did they raise such a liberal daughter? I don't know. It baffles my mind.
Well, everybody, I think we get so much more information now than I'm 70. So my generation, we grew up with our belief systems, and I'll tell you what, I really didn't care that much about politics until Obama got the nomination in 2008. I just started studying and reading. I mean, just reading everything. And my God, it's just like the world I thought existed doesn't exist at all. But anyway, I saw the light. I wouldn't call myself a Republican. I would just call myself, I'm really MAGA, totally MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can get along. I mean, I've never voted for Trump. You know, don't hate me because I've never voted.
We don't.
And I probably will not vote for him again this time around. But I've definitely become more of a conservative libertarian than when I first started out. I was very centrist. Trying to find the middle ground and everything. And I guess over the years, especially since COVID, it's like, oh my God, you know, this is authoritarianism galore, you know, and there became less and less things to find middle ground on. And it becomes more of a, like, you're either 100% this or 100% that. There's no in between. And in some things, I've become more like that, where, you know, where there's just some topics and some situations that you just can't give on, because what we've seen, oh, if you give an inch, they'll take a mile, and so you have to kind of, you know, give up trying to be neutral or being centrist.
That's true. You do. You have to draw a line in the sand and say, I won't. You can know more, you know. I mean, who would have thought right now that schools are allowed to tell children you can be what sex you want? I mean, this has crossed into border. This is just craziness. We've gone into crazy world, and people are buying it.
Yeah, you know, and it's so normalized. Like, I was watching America's Got Talent. I recorded it last night, right? And one of the participants, you know, they're in their, you know, live shows now. is this 12-year-old boy that's an incredibly good singer. And one of the judges is what's-her-face from Columbia that was in Modern Family.
Sophia.
And they go to her, it's her turn to comment on his performance, on the song he just sang, and she literally told him that he's sexy. That was so sexy. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know? It's a 12-year-old boy, you know, like this is how normal it is, you know, for these celebrities to think this way, to tell a 12-year-old boy after singing very well, a very nice song, telling him that was so sexy. Literally, I was like, I was floored. Like, what society are we living in now where 12-year-old boys are sexy? And everybody's cheering for her, you know. Everybody in the stands are like, yeah, you know. I would have been screaming. If I was in that audience, especially her, I would have been screaming. I'm like, I would have been screaming, you know, you fucking pedo bitch, what the fuck are you talking about, you know. But nobody did.
Yeah, we're becoming more and more aware just how pedophilia is supported in our culture. You can see it in the way kids dress and just the way the things that they're being taught. Did you see what Senator Kennedy did in Congress the other day? In the Senate, he was reading from this Illinois textbook or library book about, it was all about two men having sex. When he was reading it in the Senate, so it's part of the record now. Senator Kennedy, the old guy, talking about moving up your butthole.
I love my senator. He's my senator. But he does sound like a little bit like what's his name from Bugs Bunny? Oh, Foghorn Leghorn, though, it's something. Sometimes, but I love him to death, you know. I voted for the man. But anyway, yeah.
Right on.
When you got Hair Sniffer Joe in the White House there, and people don't say nothing about it, we're in trouble, you know. Yeah, but this is a guy. Oh, I'm gonna go to golf and smoke.
Yeah, it's normal, you know, and it's infuriating and it's sad. Like, you know, you see the videos when Pedo Joe is sitting there like squeezing the shoulders of these little girls and, you know, pulling them closer, and they're just like, they're like wincing. You can just see in their body language, their shoulders come together, they're trying to pull away, they're like, you know, the expression on their face, and it's like, you know, like, this is abuse. This is child abuse. You're not supposed to do that shit, you know? You're not their parent. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing if your family, your parent, and you're giving your kid a hug, you know, you're familiar, you know, you have a family connection, but, you know, normally that is not acceptable behavior for anybody outside of the family to, you know, hug a kid and, you know, get close. You know, and then him whispering in their ears, and then, oh, God, that is so creepy with Biden.
Well, it's not,
even when he's doing a speech and he does that whisper, like, we reduce the deficit, you know, or, you know, we increase Medicaid, like, you know, and he gets all fucking creepy about it. It's just like, God, oh, it's like Poltergeist, the old man from Poltergeist. That's really what it reminds me of.
What's even more creepier is showering with your early teenage daughter.
Oh yeah,
that's documented. Now you got to be a sick motherfucker, okay, to shower with your own teenage daughter. I mean, hey baby, you want to come in there and take a shower, have a little fun there too? Yeah.
Yeah, but what was going on?
Yeah,
in
I think
house?
The last time that I had a bath or a shower with my dad was maybe when I was 3. <You Pretty much after that, it's off limits.
What was going on in that house? That girl couldn't go to her mother and say, this is creeping me out. I don't want Dad taking a shower with me. She couldn't go to her mother and say something?
Hell, she's probably into something, too. If he was, you know she was.
Or the mother.
Oh, I think they are total trash people.
Yeah.
These people are, they have no morals. Not that they're immoral, they're amoral. They just have no morals. It doesn't apply to them. I think they are just the lowest scum. And honestly,
they would probably both do it, I imagine. And she was so scared that she wouldn't even tell anybody, her teacher or any other adult or anything. You know that's what it is. You know they're all in pedophilia. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
I mean, and that's the one thing they always tell the kids: not you don't say anything to anybody. I'll get in trouble. Mm-hmm. You don't want me to get in trouble. You might even get in trouble. You don't want to get in trouble, do you? So you got to keep this
between
us. That's how they work.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's great, but I got to jump in here for a minute because here's the fucking deal: we only got like 12 minutes left, so you need to call in. If you want to keep in a conversation with this show, it's 563-999-3726. Don't forget that number. Get it tattooed on your forehead. 563-999-3726. Dial now.
Get it tattooed on your butt, too.
No, you get part of it tattooed on your penis and the other part on your hand, and you put them together, you got the number. There you go.
Got it rubbing.
You get the other numbers.
This is a sick fucking guy. He went to grope Eva Longoria, and it's like she backed away from him. She didn't want anything to do with the guy.
Wouldn't you? If you had the chance to touch that woman, wouldn't you?
Yeah. He did that. Fuck. He did that hand swipe thing where like he gave her a hug and then. When pulling away,
he had
like his hands like rub or like right underneath into the side of her boob. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. I'm like, you.
Joe's a titty guy.
You
like some titties. Cat, watch out. You ever get around with Joe Biden?
I would so turn Joe Biden on. He would like.
You might have a stroke right there. Look like Mitch McConnell and freeze up.
Stroke out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Old Mitch was sitting there. Duh. He was gone twice.
You got Dementia Joe in the White House. You got fucking Fetterman, you know, who...
I haven't heard much about Fetterman. Fetterman hasn't been on the news lately.
Yeah.
What's up with him? Is he back in the hospital again?
Yes, he has. Well, he's not on the... He was asked by a reporter in the hallway about what did he think about the impeachment inquiry. And he went, ooh, the impeachment inquiry, ooh. And he did his hands like, oh, he's so scared. And his aide just pulled him away. He just acted so weird.
Yeah,
really?
He's a total nutcase.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely. Feinstein,
he shouldn't be fucking
you know, how in the hell does anybody think that Feinstein should continue in her seat? Like, why doesn't her own constituents go, yeah, bitch, you need to get out of here, man. Like, you can't think straight. You can't talk straight. You have people telling you what to sign and how to vote. Like, you know, the woman clearly is incapacitated.
You must be young. Because when Strom Thurmond was a senator, they pulled his ass out on a gurney onto the Senate floor to cast the vote. So this isn't anything new. They've had old people in there doing, keep them in there to pull that lever before this.
Before we found out that he died.
All right, I got the clip. Hold on. Let's listen to this crazy shit. Here it goes.
Can we ask you about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment or has said he's going to...
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my gosh. You know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please, don't do it. Oh, no.
Can we ask you about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment in, or has said he's going to
address? Oh, my God, really? Oh, my gosh. You know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What do you expect? Huh? What do you expect?
It sounds like Carol Burnett's Tarzan.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Carol Burnett's Tarzan.
Ooh.
He's more like of a gay sounding way he's doing it, you know, fluttering his hands like a
Hillary went to the White House the other day and had a sit down with Jill Biden, and they said it was because of some bullshit excuse. I think she went over there to tell him, hey, look, this is the way it's going to go. Joe's going to have to step down, and they don't want Kamala, that they're going to run. I think they're going to run Michelle Obama. I really do. And they're going to have Joe step down, and then Kamala will be president.
Well, they're talking about Gavin Newsom, though. They're talking about Gavin Newsom.
The
Democrats had a lick of sense. They would nominate RFK. I mean, RFK Jr.,
yeah.
If they had any sense at all about him.
They don't, though. That's the problem. They don't. So.
Yeah, but what he promised to do, he's going to release all the information around the files on the JFK assassination. And he says that the CIA coordinated with the mafia to kill his uncle. And he talked about the CIA killed his father. So he's going to release all that information. And he's going to end the war in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that.
The ideal. Yeah,
then he might actually expose the Bush family for their involvement in his assassination, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, Daddy Bush, you know, George W., he was absolutely involved. Absolutely involved in it. He was in the place. He was at the time. He was CIA fucking guru. I mean, come on now, you know? And then RFK Jr. should release any and all information that is classified, declassified, anything having to do with 9/11 as well. Because that's when Bush Jr. was president, you know. The family ties can be linked between the two events.
So what about the grandfather, Prescott? You know. Prescott Bush, H.W.'s dad, you know, he has a lot to do with it as well. That family has deep ties in the government, deep ties.
Yeah, Prescott Bush was a motherfucker too, man. He was. He was a motherfucker too.
Well, Alan Dulles, who was, who Kennedy hated, he was head of the CIA, and Kennedy fired him. He had been Prescott Bush's private attorney. See, those rich families in America, 1900, they were like the 10 top richest families in America. They ran the OSS. Well, the OSS was disbanded after World War II. And so they came up with the idea of the CIA. And what's his name? Truman didn't really want there to be a CIA, but he went ahead and signed off on it. Heaven knows what they had on him. And it ended up with, by the time Kennedy was president, then Alan Dulles was head of the CIA, and Kennedy fired his ass. Well, after Kennedy was assassinated, he actually ran the Warren, could they call it the Warren Commission, because, you know, Chief Justice Warren, the Supreme Court, they put his name to it to give it legitimacy, but the person who really ran the whole investigation into the Kennedy assassination was Alan Dulles. So the Warren Commission is just packed full of lies. Packed full of lies. But my generation,
Just like the 9/11 Commission report, just like the NIST report. I mean, all of these things are tied together. We have basically the same major players involved in the JFK assassination and cover-up with the Warren Report, 9/11 Commission and NIST report about 9/11, and we've got COVID now as well. I mean, we have all of these same players involved in all of these things, you know, these family dynasties.
And don't forget the what's the name of that doggone report they did with Nixon. You know, all these people that are the same people that went after, you know, Kennedy, went after Nixon, went after, you know, all these different.
What do you mean went after Nixon? Nixon was a dirty motherfucker. Nixon was as corrupt as they come.
But he shouldn't. My feeling is he shouldn't. There's nothing on him. He shouldn't have resigned. But that's neither here nor there.
He ordered the. Nixon was the mastermind behind the breaking of the Watergate. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nixon was corrupt as could be.
Exactly, but it's still, you know what? Nixon still pales in comparison to our, you know, current POTUS and, you know, Obama and the Clintons and stuff. It's like, it's like what Nixon did is like, is you know, was huge at the time, but now all of that's normal. Like, we've normalized all that stuff, you know. Can't go after the politicians for doing even more shady shit than him. And then we can't forget that during the Nixon administration, Daddy Bush, George W. Bush, was the only director of the CIA to get an office right next to the Oval Office. They sat him right next to the Oval Office. A CIA director. You know, come on, you know. We've got to add 2 plus 2 here.
Alan Dershowitz has written a book called Get Trump, basically talking about what they're doing to go after Trump and stuff. And basically what he's saying in this book is the same thing they did to go after, you know, Nixon. The Kennedys went after Nixon because they wanted another Nixon, another Kennedy in the White House, and they thought it was going to be Teddy, right? But Teddy had his own problems, and they ran this thing called get Nixon, go after Nixon, get Nixon, right? And so it's like, all these major families have things in the past that they're crooked to some extent, some more crooked than the others, some more crooked than the other ones, you know.
Yeah, I think that's like who we have to really watch out for is like the family members, you know, especially the family members that the media never reports on in these families.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's what I was that's what I was just thinking. The families that really run shit, you'll never hear their name mentioned ever.
I can tell you one name that the family members aren't talking about. That's us. They don't care about us.
Oh. Fuck us.
Yeah, they're not talking about
matter.
The Kellets.
Yeah, fuck shit. Yeah, we don't count for shit to them prick holes, man. Yeah, wow. Sad but true. And we're now in overtime, kids, so everyone you guys have called in, you're safe. You're safe. You're still here with us all.
Until time.
Yeah, I mean, the most technical problem I was having earlier getting started wasn't that fun, kid, but who knows? It's BTR. Their shit, their phone, the phone service they're hooked up with now, which I've been through, 2 or 3 phone companies with them. They change different providers, you know. It's always something different. I think what they had before this company, they were really a piece of shit. We were constantly losing connections. Hated it. But, you know, what are you going to say?
I just wish I could get a job at BTR support. You know,
now
I do a better job. There are hosts that come to me on how to do shit on Blog Talk,
you know. Mm-hmm. Because they get,
it's always
you
a
know,
learning curve with
idiot.
BTR. I'm telling you, every six
yeah,
months,
you know,
BTR,
and
you
the idiots
of
BTR, like, you ask them a question about how to do something, and they're like, clean your
they're
cache.
They're more lost than you.
You know, delete your
yeah.
cookies, and it's like, it has nothing to do with that, you know? Like, fuck.
I ate all the cookies, man. There ain't no more in the fucking jar, bro. You get it? There's no more cookies. Yeah. Of course, I had to fuck with them.
God,
but yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they can't answer the question.
You know, I think finally, after all my interactions, now, like, ever since BTR went down and I was so active in complaining about their response, like Mandy Lynn, the only one at BTR support that knows fuck all about anything.
Right.
The last three times since then that I've contacted BTR has gone immediately to her.
Yeah.
It's like they know. Like, I'm not your average idiot, folks. Like, you know, I've had 20 years in IT support and in various roles. So it's like, I'm not a fucking dummy here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
give
God!
Give me your dummy, you know, tier one people.
Have you ever seen? Yeah, have you guys ever listened to the Hitler rants on YouTube? You remember the movie Hitler, whatever it was? Remember that? And they doctored it up like they're talking to somebody else. Like Hitler was talking to somebody else for some other reason and shit. Anyway, listen, I would have played.
Oh, yeah,
this
they do those spoofs. Yeah.
Yeah, check it. Here, I'll play spoofs. This one. Where the fuck's that? Come here, get back here. Hang on a second. Here we go. Check this out. Let's go up this one. Play, motherfucker.
Das was ist los? Woher kommt die Schießerei?
Mein Führer, darf ich Ihnen zum Geburtstag gratulieren? Führer, wir haben noch keine Meldung. Ich spreche gerade mit Koller. Koller, geben Sie mir Koller. Koller.
Okay. My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband.
Sie wissen, dass mein Vater
in Frage liegt. I've acquired a hell of a lot of wisdom. I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody that's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
Very well.
EIGH percent. 8%. Moving ourselves into having railway to go all the way across the southern two-thirds, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that makes no geographical sense whatsoever. That's what Hitler said. I'm you know, speaking German for you.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
30% of all the lands and waters the United States has jurisdiction over and simultaneously reduce emissions to blunt climate impact.
It's not 2020. It's now 2023. Yeah, I'm interpreting Hitler, so you got it.
12 kilometers bis zum Stadtkern.
We end the cancer as we know it.
Is that Russia, son?
You didn't. You didn't even end cancer.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
You shouldn't be running to be elected head of the home. Oh my God! You shouldn't be running to be elected head of the
home.
I'm sorry. That's just so goddamn funny to me.
All right. God save the queen, man.
I'm sorry. It's all I can take of that shit. I mean, you don't see it. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, it's fucking funny. Oh, my God. Let me see.
Oh,
my God.
We
should, I'm going to try to throw it in the chat room so you guys can watch it. Oh, my God. That was so funny. Can't help it, man. It's hilarious. I mean, what else can you do anymore?
There
just
is
laugh
this,
about it.
The last video that literally had me, like, on the floor laughing, and I had to, like, watch it five times because I was, like, fucking laughing, was this video of this black woman and her family, and they're on a safari, and some of those big, huge buffalo, you know, with those huge monster horns, you know, they're surrounding the vehicle, and, you know, and they have their, of course, their windows are open, and so they're, you know, sticking their noses in, sniffing. And mm-hmm. it was so funny. Like, there's no way you could play it and hear the audio only and even possibly get how funny it is. It's just their reaction. They are fucking freaking out. Like, I mean, and these bulls, they weren't even being aggressive. They're just like, hey, I'm just sniffing around. Who are you? Got any food for us? You know, because they're on a safari. I mean, you know, these animals are pretty, you know, used to having people around. But this black woman and her family, her kids, like, her kids probably wouldn't have freaked out if she hadn't freaked out. Like, she has a complete meltdown. And I am just laughing my ass off. And then I shared it with a few people. And one of my liberal friends on Facebook that I shared it with, you know, she posted on her timeline and she tags me. And she's like, Lorianne, you really got to give a warning before you send me stuff like this. I was at work, and I watched it, and I literally spit my water out of my mouth all over my computer.
Well, hey, can you find the link and throw it in the chat room for us to look at it?
It's fucking hilarious.
Could you do that for us, Lorianne?
Yeah, I could do that.
That'd be
cool. Yeah, I could find it.
Well, there's that Hitler
one
I threw in there.
You just have to watch it because it's
right.
To just listen to it, you won't get it, you know?
Right,
you just won't get it at all. But it was just fucking hilarious. I was like, okay, I have not seen a video this fucking funny in so long.
Okay.
I'm looking.
I'm sorry.
I know I sent it to a few people in Facebook Messenger, so that's probably going to be my best shot at finding it more quickly.
Okay.
Oh yeah, here it is. Do you have Facebook?
Do I? Yeah, Crazy Nation Radio. Yeah, Crazy Nation Radio. Facebook, you'll find me.
We gotta friend each other if we're not already. I don't think we've friended each other.
I don't
you
think so.
You gotta find me.
Uh-uh.
Or anybody on here, I can put the link to my main profile. I don't hide who I am. Which, by the way, Warren has accused me of having an alternate personality.
Do I have one? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I have an alternate. I have an alter ego. That's what how he phrased it. I have an alter ego. I was like, oh, I have an alter ego. Like, he's making me more and more mysterious by the minute, you know, like. Wow, I'm pretty interesting, according to Warren. Like, way more interesting in real life, you know.
this guy sounds like he would get along well with George Sinzer.
Well, hey, I got some news for you guys. Really, I got some breaking news. You listen, I got to take a piss. I'll be right back.
You can take a piss.
Okay.
I hope everything comes out okay. And I did put the link to the Facebook post in the chat room. And everybody that's in the chat room right now, I think already is friends with me on Facebook. But
let's see.
I'll put it in there anyway. Because, you know. It's only my alter ego that I originally signed up for my Facebook account, like, you know, I don't even know how many fucking years ago. But I guess, you know, I have an alter ego.
So
funny.
You're under Lucy Libertarian or you're under Lorianne on Facebook?
You'll probably find me both ways, but I put the link that if you look up
Lorianne Kellett, L-O-R-I hyphen A-N-N, and then K-E-L-L-E-T-T, you'll find me. Or if you look up Lucid Libertarian, you'll find my Lucid Libertarian page.
All right.
But yeah, I don't really make it a point to hide who I am, which I've been advised that I should, but I'm like, why? You know, what the fuck have I ever said or done that I need to be afraid of other people seeing? So, you know, whatever. Like even my logo, my sister made my logo for me by taking a picture of me and then like applying one of those cartoon filters to it, you know, and then adding the background color and the libertarian torch that's kind of faded in the background kind of thing. If you look at my logo, you'll see it, that type of thing. So she did my logo for me, but it's actually, you know, based on, you know, a real picture of me just using a cartoon filter on it. So I'm like, you know, Lauren, okay. I'm like, so I'm supposed to have this alt ego, like I'm pretending to be who I am. Like, no, not really. You know, you're pretty far off base there, buddy. But okay then.
Spell your last name again, Lorianne.
K-E-L-L-E-T-T. There is a Lori space Ann, but I should be the only Lori hyphen Ann. That's actually my full first name on my original birth certificate was Lori hyphen Ann, no middle name. Yeah, and then K-E-L-L-E-T-T. And once you see that, you should see that I have listed that I'm owner and founder of Lucid Libertarian. So that's an easy way to get to my page and like it, follow that. So that's where I put most of my political posts. My own personal page is usually just personal stuff. And I always, like, you know, share the post about each week's show and pin it. But then, like, everything else is more personal related. I try to not post political shit there. That's what my Lucid Libertarian page is for.
Gotcha.
Is Kat still on? I don't know if we lost
her.
She might just be muted. I know that. Oh, good. Okay, good.
I was just reading.
We don't know now.
Gossip stuff. I like to read gossip stuff. You know what's going on.
Let me know if they actually gossip about Sophia on AGT telling a 12-year-old after his performance how sexy he was. See if any of the gossip people pick up on that at all.
Okay, I just sent you a request, Lori, Leanne, so you should have it there.
Why is it dirty?
Yeah, we've had.
Oh.
I thought I heard chickens running around.
You might want to catch them and pluck them. Food's going to go up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed what you said, Kat.
I just said that Gunslinger said he heard chickens outside. I said he needs to catch them and pluck them and freeze them. Food's going to go up.
Well, yeah. Wasn't it last night with Ron? I don't know if he's back yet. But he was asking me how much, like, eggs were and, like, chicken breasts and stuff like that. So I was going to Fred Meyer which is my usual grocery store, and seeing how much stuff was, and it was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the prices
I've
have
been
gone
back.
Up.
I've been
so
back.
Much
you were
shit
talking about, you were talking about chicken titties. Yeah, I like chicken titties. I'm sorry.
There's too much fat in them for me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I love that.
No, but yeah, chicken breast, chicken legs, ground beef, all that. Like, you were like, holy shit, and so was I. I was like, wow, prices have gone up. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot. Hamburger here today.
Yeah, it was like a year ago.
Comes out on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday week, the grocery ad changes, right? And anyway,
yeah.
Hamburger, ground beef, which they're saying ground sirloin, you lying motherfuckers, $5.99 a pound.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's not bad? Holy Jesus. But I don't believe
that
in ground sirloin.
That is actually really bad. Like, I mean, before COVID, I used to be able to buy a pound of organic, like 94% lean ground beef for that. You know?
Oh, I used to get it cheaper than that. I can get 80-20. I could do 80-20 ground round itself. But I used to get that shit for like fucking $2.50 a pound, you know? It's went up a lot. A lot of people don't really get it. We've been this bullshit with Biden for, 2 years now? Over 2 years, going up, we're on our third year. But, yeah, the price of beef has shot up like no fucking tomorrow because of the shipping cost. Do you remember, ever since this guy got into this fucking office, the price of fuel has gone up. So what happens? Now look at the price of it today. It's really psychotic because I'm in the Midwest. We're hitting $4 a gallon now here. Now, I can imagine what they're getting in the West and, you know, in up in the North and, like, New York, and then you get Los Angeles in the West, or California in the West, you know.
Well,
Jesus
here
Christ.
In Salem, Oregon, I could tell you, here in Salem, Oregon, at ARCO, the cheapest gas station, it was $4.30 a gallon for a regular unleaded. And
right.
But if you go to Shell or Chevron, you're looking at $4.50 to $4.55.
Right. Exactly. Right.
I'm like, fuck.
So.
I haven't even my lawn. You know why? Because I'm broke. I'm fucking broke, bitch. You know what?
Yeah,
I do
right.
not have fucking $5 to buy a gallon of gas so I can mow my fucking lawn.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, like.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
like,
I
that's
mean,
like
it's
too
pathetic.
Much. Just to
I
mow
remember,
my fucking lawn. You got to be kidding me.
I remember in the fucking 80s,
fucking
I had a Volkswagen Beetle.
To mow my goddamn lawn.
I could put a dollar in that fucker and drive all night, man. You know, I cruised there with that car for a dollar. Now a dollar wouldn't even fucking wet the tank. You know, so.
Lorianne, I added you to on Messenger. I added you to my Messenger group, which is the UFT report, and I added you to the core group, which is where me and Kat and Billy and Ron
R. All right, on. Cool. Cool, cool.
I'm trying to.
You can find me on Twitter, too. If you look up Lucid Libertarian on Twitter, you'll get me. That's my personal. I haven't separated them out. So, but it's actually @Kellett_Lori. @KELLETT_LORI. I couldn't fit the and. Mm-hmm. It ran out of characters.
But yeah, so yeah, see, when me and Gunn and stuff, Gunn put a ton of stuff in that core group place over the course of the day. And sometimes Pat will too, and when he feels like it, Ron, you know, will. Ron will put a show into there, you know, telling us, well, I'm doing a show and shit and stuff like that and whatever. So, yeah.
there's that. But yeah, I guess it's good.
Yeah, we have a Facebook group like between myself and Pianki, Donnie C, Cinnamon, his wife, Jean, who's a frequent caller on Donnie's show, Dahl Larson, my previous co-host, and Kathy and Daniel and stuff. And yeah, so I'll usually post like links to my shows there, or, you know, links to stuff that maybe I didn't post on. You know, we share certain things with each other as well. So I like those Facebook groups. You were in that group, Gibson, but you left it after you and Gene had that tit for tat.
Yeah, how do I get back in there?
I'll have to try to add you back.
Who wanted a copy of my book? Remember the other night you were going to send me an address, remember?
Okay,
yeah, I emailed you.
You did?
I emailed you. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I didn't. All right, let me look now. Because I was looking for it and I didn't see
it.
Yeah,
I emailed you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I emailed you that night. And I put my address in there, too. I'm like, put me down.
I feel bad because I was looking and I didn't see it, but I'll look right now because I was looking. I was thinking about that today. I said, man, I was like, where's this address? Because I was going out to your post office, you know?
Oh. Yeah, I did. I don't know. Maybe it came in your drunk mail or something. You get back. Anyway. But yeah, in that Facebook chat group, you know, so I usually, you know, if I send something to that group, I usually send something directly to you in Messenger a lot of times too,
yeah.
Joe Gibson.
Well, I
can
send
I know
you
that
something
you, you know.
In Messenger, Laurie, so.
Let's send you something. I'm getting so much love. I'm going to get sentimental.
So Lori's going to be part of
core group. Okay, I see core group. All right, and the MFP report. All right, I see that.
The only thing about core group, we're selective about who we let in there. So this is like a badge of honor.
Yeah. That was started by a guy who...
Well, maybe because I'm just me. I put it out there. It's like, I am just fucking me, guys.
He and, of course, we have, and then when he comes, we have, well, we call him Santa, but his name is Boy. His name is Boy. He's from Alaska, but he has a little... thing that a little picture that he looks like Sam, you know, white beard, red coat, you know, that thing. But this other, the guy that started the core group is a guy that's from New York City that's really dealing with other things right now that really doesn't do much. I mean, we first found him and the whole crap that was going on in 2020 with the freaking BLM riots down in there in Portland. And we were watching all these people on Facebook and YouTube and all these people that were so-called covering riots, you know, down there in Portland. Lorianne?
Yeah, that's why we formed it. We got together. And
Andy Geo? Are you talking about Andy Geo?
Well, yeah, but we
sorry, I was distracted. I was looking for that email that I sent to Joe Gibson. I got distracted there for a second.
But there were websites back then that had, this one we went to, they would show these feeds from different across the country, the different riots that were taking place, and we'd watch them together. That's how we formed the core group.
Right on. Right on. All right.
Yeah,
okay. So I messaged the core group.
Yep.
It's still here.
And I'm assuming that the rule is before you add somebody, you clear it with other people in the group, right? Like, don't just, like, arbitrarily start adding a bunch of fucking people to it and abuse the privilege.
The MFT group, I don't have to clear it with anybody. That's me. And the core group, well, I added you there because, you know, I think... I mean, this guy, that is his group. We can add anybody who we want. Just that.
That's not
I think
true.
He blocked you, so if he shows up and
did you
ask bad,
permission from the other members? Did you get permission from the other members?
No.
Well, I guess sometimes
okay,
they
gotta
trust their judgment.
You go to the woodshed and you get
that would
six
make sense,
mice with a cat of nine tails. We're not asking
no,
permission.
You guys take it to show like Cinder Bitch?
King Wreck?
I am
King
the Lord
Wreck.
And Master of Noir Ball, the freedom and backup systems. I am the
King,
master. You pray to me, goddammit. That's a fact, goddamn. I'm the fucking Noir Ball. I know a friend has a friend that's a friend's brother-in-law of a friend of his brother and his cousin's senior sister. That knows it. I know they do.
Dog friend, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, exactly. And the dog and cat. They know.
Yeah, the dog and cat. Yeah. They know.
Yeah.
And they have backups, too.
And they have backups. That's right. Yep. So nothing ever goes wrong. No one at all. No one at all. Fuck.
Nothing ever goes wrong. No. Not the perfect, yes. The perfect world.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Yeah,
I
crazy
hate to be
world.
That. I'd hate to be that fucking dumb, I swear to God.
MFP core group. Good God damn, man. I simply just sent her a straight one to her. Yeah, okay, Jesus. All right. We're all connected now. Aren't we happy?
Are
we happy now, children of the corn?
In the core group. Wait a second, y'all. So who all is in the core group now?
I'm in there.
The core group is Mike John, Frank, Mike Pasqua, Ima, Mark, or two Marks, Mark S, Mark A, I suppose I should, you know, not pronounce the full name. Mike P, Boyd M, William S, Ron, Linda M, and Paula L, and now me.
Okay. Yeah, don't y'all be adding people in there without telling me, guys.
I just posted in the core, so pay attention.
Posted what?
Master Rick has just posted.
Okay.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
I heard it.
One second.
Yeah. You don't see what I posted in the core group?
I haven't.
You can't read it?
No, I can get to it.
There,
my
I
new
just
language.
Reacted.
That's my new language. Hell the fuck o. Hell the fuck o.
Hell the fuck o.
Yeah.
Hell the fuck o.
Yeah.
That
well, I want y'all to know it rained for 10 seconds tonight here.
That's all you get. Don't ask for no more.
Yeah, we'll
take that. They opened the event.
No shit, after the barbecue intro, fucking Texas was on fire.
They openly admitted now that they could see the clouds, that they spray. They spray the clouds. They openly admitted on Fox News now. Now everybody's like, oh, wow, yeah, see, I told you. But before, we were crazy, remember?
I didn't
we care crazy.
What you said in the beginning, brother.
You know what I mean?
You lost me. But starting to begin again.
The chemtrails. You know how they spray the sky and
oh,
everything.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. Right, right. Yeah, the chemtrails. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, they have.
Most people. Yeah, yeah. But then now
yeah.
They said it on Fox News, so now everybody believes it. Now it's okay. Now it's, you know, now we're not crazy
oh,
no
yeah.
More, you know?
Yeah,
not crazy
right.
No
oh, now we're back
no,
to
you're
sane.
Still crazy.
We're back to sane status.
Still crazy.
Fuck, it's nice to be sane. You know, are you
I
sane?
I don't
want to
not
sane?
Be crazy.
Shit. I love being crazy.
I want to not be crazy.
I am fucking
crazy. I like
crazy.
Being crazy.
You know, really, I should live at my age now.
I'm
going to
take that away from
age,
you, too.
I should kick back here in the mountains in my big fucking plantation I fucking own. I owe no money to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm perfectly set for the rest of my life. I don't do shit no more. I should be doing that. I shouldn't be doing this shit. I'm sitting inside of a studio with a drum set, guitar, bass, keyboard, sampler, sound effects system, soundboard, 5 different fucking mixers, and a piano. Why don't I stop doing this shit? You know what I mean? What the fuck am I doing?
I have a flute.
And then doing some blog talk radio behind it.
I have a flute.
Well, I should be out fishing. I've been promising buying myself a new fucking bass boat. I should go do it, but I haven't done that either. Yeah. So, but that don't matter. And it's, you know, I'm not better than anybody else. I'm still a poor motherfucker. There's no doubt about it. You know what I mean? I was just maybe a little bit smarter with money at one point in my life. But.
Hey, you got the land. Like, dig your own pond and release your own fish in it. Have your own little fishery.
I got that. No. Yeah, I got fish in it, but no.
Then you don't need the boat.
Fuck yeah, dude. You know where I'm at? Do you know what part of the Ozarks I'm sitting in, man? Are you serious? Look here. I got Bull Shoals Lake right next to me. Right fucking next to me, Bull Shoals Lake. Then next to that motherfucker, I got Table Rock Lake. Then I got, you know, Lake Taneycomo. I mean, I got a White River. Yeah, there's a lot of places for boating
around
here, man.
Well, I got some news for you. I'm going to give you some news.
Okay.
The only thing you got is your health. It's either good or it's bad. Everything
else. Well, it's kind of fucked up. I'm alive. And I just want to have fun.
Nothing else means anything. Your health is everything.
That's true. I agree with you.
It does not mean a damn thing.
Right. Your health is your most important thing. That's true. But I just think I need to just go sit on a fucking boat all day long and stay drunk and smoke marijuana and fish. That's the fucking dream, ain't it?
Well, they've made that illegal, too. You cannot be operating a boat on the water and be intoxicated or be drinking alcohol. Didn't you know that?
Well, it depends if they catch me.
They're taking all the fucking fun out of it.
Yeah, well,
that's what I used to do growing up in Minnesota.
Yeah, but here's what I'll do.
Lakes
is I'll take my boat
and
to
the
a fucking
Troy and all the other fucking rivers.
I'll take it
like
out in a recluse area of the lake.
Like camping on the sand dunes.
Get out of it.
And
get out of that motherfucker to pull the cooler out with
my
bank
mom
and start drinking.
And her fiance giving me a couple of beers, you know, like, oh, you can have a couple beers. You're with us. You know, it's not like you're not supervised. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of the only times they would ever allow me to have a beer or two is when we were going out on the river on the boat and camping overnight in the fucking, you know, sand and whole fucking thing. Oh, that was the life.
That's what I want to do, though.
They
ban
most of that shit now.
Yeah, you can't do much. Yeah, it's true. But there used to be a long roadway on the water. They fucking barricade that shit off. They put guardrails all the way along the fucking road so you can't get out, you know. People still do it. They park the car right in the fucking road. Fuck you, cocksuckers. They'll go out there sit there fishing all day long. Wouldn't give a fuck about the car fucking everything up. They don't care. And I'm cool. Park the fuckers there. You take the risk and fucking pig get you a bit. Yeah. You used to be like, you just pull over the side of the road, man, start fishing. No big deal. But, not no more.
Yeah,
but I got boats.
I remember driving up to my grandpa's house. There's lakes along the way. And you're having to dodge all the fucking cars because there's barely a shoulder, you know.
Right, right.
And then there's like a ditch and then there's the fucking side of the lake. Like there's hardly.
Right.
Yeah, so you're having to like maneuver around all these fucking cars and stuff like that. It's like that was normal. And you know what? My mom never bitched about it. My grandpa never bitched about it. Nobody ever bitched about it. It was like, hey, they're fucking fishing. Like, okay, fine, you know. We didn't call the fucking cops on them and bullshit like that. Like, that's society we're in now.
Yeah. That's the way it used to be. People, you know, people got along with each other. Yeah. Nowadays, they want to kill each other. You know?
They got along until the game wardens came along. They are some cocksuckers.
Yeah, you know they're yeah. You know these fuckers have more power. A game warden has more power than a state trooper. Did you know that? That's no shit.
I wouldn't be a bitch.
A game warden has a lot more legal power than a fucking bitches. State trooper. That's crazy.
I mean, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck? How, when did they give these little son bitches the kind of power like that? Okay, you want to watch the fishies? Go watch the fishies. You want to go watch the fucking water? Fine, okay. You want to go look for dead bodies?
Yep.
Okay, fine. But why do you want to check me for a goddamn fishing license?
Have you guys watched the show Joe Pickett? It's on Paramount. Paramount Plus. Joe Pickett?
I think I've seen some shit on
it. So if you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's all about it. It's fucked up, but, you know, the main character works for, the Fish and Wildlife Department or something. He's like, you know, one of those people. And you're absolutely right. Like, you know, it totally, there are scenarios where, yeah, he has to pull his weight and be like, no, I have jurisdiction here over you, Sheriff, over you, PD, over anybody else. Like, it's true. It's true. There's a lot of fucking power in that position, and people don't think about it. You don't, when you think about cops and you think about law enforcement, you don't think about the fucking fish and wildlife fucking deputy, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's like, you don't fucking think about
well,
that.
Well, hey, you know, it's just like the same thing with the fucking rangers out there, the forest rangers, okay? All right, if you want to go out there and help the people take the trash out, protect people from bears. Okay, that's fine. But don't act like you're a goddamn dickhead or a dictator. Man, these people, you get a little bitty star on their fucking, on their shoulder, and woo, man, they God. These like the fucking game wardens. And we own these forests. They don't. Well, hell, we own the waters, too. They don't. But they think they do. Boy, they think they do. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then, but then there's the flip side of it, though. You know, then there's the flip side of it where, yeah, they do actually catch a lot of poachers. You know, people that are, you know, shooting does in the fucking spring, you know, and ruining the fucking, you know, hunting season 6 months later, really. You know, that so they do catch some of this shit, you know, and fentanyl runs and stuff. You don't think that, you know... Here's a place that I don't think a lot of people think of when it comes to drug running and human trafficking is the Pacific Coast Trail. I mean, the fucker runs from Southern California all the way up to Canada. You know what I mean?
Oh, they know.
And it's the
they
one
know about
place
it. They,
where
they
it's
don't.
Like hikers. There is not cops. You do not get pulled over for inspection like you do in a vehicle. If you're just hauling some backpacks and some fucking water, you can, and you're willing to trek it, you know, you can transport all kinds of shit along the Pacific Coast Trail.
They don't care. They want that. They want that illicit trade. It keeps them busy. It's called job security.
That's because job security too. The cartels are in America. Mm-hmm. Cartels are running the border. You know what I found out today? There's evidence that when the Fast and Furious, when Obama was sending guns down into Mexico, he was giving them to the Sinaloa cartel. Do you know the reason they were giving them to that cartel? Because the Zeta cartel was stealing all this these oil from the oil our oil companies down there. And it was just like millions and millions of dollars were being siphoned off. So they sent the guns to the Sinaloa cartel to go down and guard those oil wells. That's what happened there. But anyway,
oh, exactly.
Yeah, the cartel...
Fast and Furious with Obama, that was all about supplying. There was three cartels, the main player. We supplied the one to bring down the other two.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly,
yeah, that's what Obama
exactly
did.
Right.
Yep. See, I like you.
Have...
I like you, Kat.
Yeah. Well, I live in Austin. Our right now the crime is so bad here, and it used to be like the most that ever happened in Austin was, you know, like people got drunk and ran off the road and stuff like that. And now the drugs and shit in here and the homeless situation. See, I-35 runs from Mexico to Canada. It goes right through Austin. Oh, yeah. We have all those Mexican.
They cover, the cartels cover both borders. You know, if you think about it, like, you know, human trafficking is a huge epidemic here in Oregon because we're a great middle stop, you know. We're between California and Washington, you know. Oregon is a – and per capita, Oregon leads the United States per capita for strip joints. And those strip joints are covers for sex trafficking. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well,
it's like, you know, there's a reason why there's so many fucking strip joints here in Oregon. It's a total nice stop to make some money, you know, as you push north and traffic on into Canada. Or you start going east and you go to Vegas and you go to fucking Utah with the perverted Mormons or, you know, all that stuff.
All of those strip clubs, topless bars, whatever you want to call them, they're owned by the mafia. The mafia owns them. Even in Dallas here, the mafia owns them. Okay, and I'm going.
You're right
have to
about
be
that.
Kidding because
I used to live in Dallas, out there on Northwest Highway. Shit, yeah.
I told you that I'm a master electrician.
I don't know. I think the cartels own the fucking most of the strip clubs around, you know, Portland and. You know,
well,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think they've taken it over.
Well, Dallas Dallas is run by the mafia. There's a relationship between the city police and the mafia. They can't. You look at Dallas history, how often they turn over a police chief up there. Gunn is right about Dallas. It's unique.
Look, that pilot.
Yeah, but see, here's a, you know, politically unpopular opinion, but I think that mafia in control, they tend to be more Republican. Cartels, they tend to be more Democrat. Why? Because the mafia, they want to keep their fucking money. They want less regulations. They want to stay under the radar. The cartels, they're the ones that are running the drugs and running the sex trafficking and stuff like that. And it's the Democrats that are like, yes, we're a sanctuary city. We're a sanctuary state. Come on in. Get your hotel rooms. Get your phones.
Look,
you know.
Listen, I know for a fucking fact that these things are, that these strip joints and all this shit are controlled and owned by the mob. I told you that pilot friend of mine, his wife worked over here, the one in Arlington, as a cosmetologist, makeup for the girls and everything. And I told her one day, I said, man, here's my card. Give it to the owners over there. I want to do some of this to stage lighting. Okay? And she said, Mark, you don't want no part of that shit. She said, the mob owns that shit. I said, what? Mm-hmm. Mob.
That's Dallas, though. The mob totally controls Dallas. You're right about that.
Oh, yeah. I bet you control.
Yeah, I don't know about Dallas. You know, I'm not a fucking expert there.
Goes back to the Kennedy assassination, the mob in Dallas. Jack Ruby was friends with the biggest mob family in, and he hung out at their place, the Campeses. And he was total mafia. And I don't know what they did to Jack Ruby to get him to kill Oswald. But, that was a mafia hit right there.
The guy that killed Kennedy was on my show. I mean, the guy that interviewed him was on my show last night. The guy that he interviewed, the guy who killed Kennedy, he did 26 years in prison. The mob guy, he's the guy that shot him and killed him. That's what he said anyway last night on my show. He's a special investigator. Those reporters or whatever. Yeah, he broke it down how it happened and everything.
There's so many different ideas. If you would go to Dallas, which I'm only 22 miles south of. I've been down there in Dealey Plaza. I'm out there with the big X where he got his brains blown out. My mother seen it when she was pregnant with me. But down there, well, she seen the wife there spread over him as if they raced by her going to Parkland. Okay. I mean, there's so many I mean, that if that wasn't a fucking mafia hit, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. How else would you describe it? Okay. Because there's clear evidence.
The guy wasn't the mafia guy. Yeah, he wasn't the mafia, but he was CIA trained, though. They took him from his family when he was 8 years old.
He was trained, yeah. It was CIA, the whole goody-goody group, you know, was all involved in on that shit. You know they were. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at the black and white film, the original film from that time right there, and when that motorcade turned on Main Street, I sat there and I've walked that place many times, okay, and that Secret Service car behind the limousine, the hand comes out of that Secret Service car and he motions the Secret Service agent off of the back of the limousine, and the Secret Service agent stands right in the middle of that goddamn intersection, throws up his hand like, what the fuck did you order me off this car for? 5 seconds later, his brains are blown out. Does that make any sense?
Oh,
yeah. See it?
Yeah,
right.
I've seen it.
Yep. That was a fucking hit. CIA hit, whatever
and,
kind of hit.
I'm having a sneezing fit or a comment, Mark, but...
Well, you go look at Bobby Kennedy Jr. He talked about all this. Bobby Kennedy Jr. talked how it all went down. And Bobby knew it. Bobby knew how it had happened, too.
Yep. They all knew. They all
knew.
Both of these. You can make an argument that both of these hits were, you know, were mob hits. Both Robert F. and John F. Kennedy. You know.
You know the mob killed Jimmy Hoffa.
Kennedy was fought against the mob.
Look at the article I just put into the BTR room. It says Secret Service agent who was feet from JFK during assassination breaks silence. It says official story isn't right. Really? So see, even the Secret Service agents know that goddamn it was a hit. Yeah.
Poor Kennedy.
Oh, that's that guy. That's the guy name of the one I just told you about, Paul Landris, LANDIS, who was standing on the running board of the car immediately behind the first couple on that fateful November 22nd. He was the Secret Service agent that was waved off. He stood in the middle of the road saying, "Why don't you wave me off?" That's him. Wow, I didn't know that. I just read that.
Crazy day, man. That was a crazy day.
Oh shit! Wow.
And isn't there like a plaque on a bridge with a bullet in it or something?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the overpass. The train overpass. Yep. You go. I've seen it. I sat there and looked at it. There's a bullet hole. Poof. And there's a little placard right there by it. Said this is one of the other bullets from another angle or another gunman, probably, more than likely. And yeah, you can see the angles. I've been up in that fucking book depository. I looked out that window years ago at a school, when I was in school back there, I think it's high school or mid school or somewhere in there, we took a field trip. We went down there to that museum, and got to look out that window. I looked out that fucking window. Yeah. They ain't no goddamn way. Not with that kind of gun.
Make that shot, man. Hell no. Moving target,
more.
Come on.
You know, with today's technology, you know, a rifle from today that's all outfitted with, like, high-end scope and fucking laser and all that kind of shit. You know, it would even be hard then to pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be
wrong. Well, look, you know, remember the black and white photo or the video, the actual video of a Dallas motorcycle cop. Okay, he made it right there, and he stopped in the middle of Main Street right there, and the crowd over to his right was pointing up to that hill, the little hill right there, and he threw his motorcycle down and ran up that hill. So I could see if maybe one person was pointing, but there was 50 fucking people standing there pointing. It came from up there, or at least one of the shots anyway, came up there on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, exactly.
there you go.
Yeah.
And it's black and white evidence. This is proof.
Yeah. Like the people closest are probably the ones that are going to be the most accurate. It's like, yeah, it like fucking was right there, or, you know, like next to me. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Saying, yeah, you know,
conspiracy
even
goes, but that's just conspiracy theory.
Well, the conspiracy even goes on to Parkland Hospital. Well, it even continues to Parkland Hospital, the magic bullet that they supposedly found and all that shit. And the doctors that examined him at Parkland, well, I think they tore it down. Now
yeah, and the photo of Kennedy's brain, the photo of Kennedy's brain being mostly intact. When it was obvious, even from how Jackie Kennedy described it, his brains were all over her fucking dress. His brains splattered.
Yeah.
You know, and so you look at the autopsy and the photos and whatever and footage, and it's like, this brain is almost fully intact. How the fuck did Jackie have brain fucking ook all over her fucking dress, you know, and all over the back of the car? And then in the autopsy, the brain is almost fully intact. Like, what
driving
the fuck?
The top
you really
down like that.
This shit?
I mean, yeah, I know, but why would you drive with the top down?
Well, that was normal. Back then, back then presidents did that all the time. They didn't have a reason to worry, really. You know?
Well, I'm sure you must
really
be getting death threats.
It was normal. Look at all the presidential motorcades. From Kennedy and before, and you'll see there's all kinds of them in convertibles and not covered and stuff.
Yeah.
All fucking kinds of them. It was normal.
Look at the windshield. There's an actual bullet hole in the front windshield on the passenger side. Now, it's in a museum somewhere. I forget where it is, but the original limousine is in a museum. I don't know if they took that windshield out or not, but in the original deals, there was a bullet hole in the front. So the fucking bullet came from the front. I can't believe it.
Is he still alive? The wife, is she still alive, Mrs. Kennedy?
No.
Because they shut her up, you know. You know, she never gave no interviews or nothing. They shut her up. So they shipped her out to Europe. I mean, they didn't kill her, but they shut her up, though. She never gave no real interviews.
No, remember, if you know anything about ballistics, if Kennedy was actually shot in the back of the head, when the bullet impacted his head would have been thrusted forward, okay, because of the velocity of the bullet, okay. But in the actual films, his head was thrusted back, so he got shot in the fucking throat.
And the exit hole of his head was in the back of the head. That's where his brain splattered out, was in the back of the fucking head, you know, because that's the exit wound, you know. The entrance wound is usually narrow. The exit wound, you know, blasts the shit out of whatever it is before it breaks out. Like, it's like, that's just how it goes, you know, because the bullet's not intact.
The bullet goes in real small, about the size of the bullet, but when it comes out, it's fucking 8 inches across. That's why his brains are blown all over the back seat.
Yeah.
Exactly, because it hit the tissue, maybe some bone, and more tissue, and then finally by the time it busts out the back, it's expanded, you know, and that's why the exit wound usually creates more damage than the entrance wound. And so when Kennedy's fucking back of his head is blown off, that means the bullet did not come from behind, you know, it came from, you know, the other direction, if that's the exit hole, you know, like, it's just, it's obvious. Yeah, it's like, there's so much shit, and it just defies all logic, what they expect you to believe, you know, it's just unreal how they will peddle, like, completely ridiculous lies and get some experts, you know, like the Faucis of the time, you know, to corroborate it, and then people will be like, oh, okay, yeah,
the experts say so.
And you check out these new lasers. So and you check out these new lasers.
Better believe them.
Hey, check out these new lasers that can start fires and shit, man. I picked one of those up. Man, these suckers, man, they get hot, and they burn the
I've
shit
seen
out
those.
Of you, man.
I've seen those. They do work.
Yeah,
no,
yeah
no
they
shit,
work.
They do work
well. Yes, they do.
No shit. Well, that's how he set Maui on fire, man. I'm telling you. And a lot of people, you're fucking crazy,
imagine,
Ron. No.
Right?
I'm
and
saying,
Paradise,
man.
Paradise, California, and
yeah,
I think
yeah, exactly. How can
Oregon.
You burn up a fucking house to the ground and doesn't touch some of the fucking trees or nothing next to the other fucking building? No way, man.
But I can
no
buy something in a store that fucking, you know, that'll put a hole through my arm. I'm sure the government's got shit that can burn down the city, you know?
10 times better. 10 times better
yeah.
than that. Or 1,000 times better, excuse me.
Exactly.
You know, what the fuck? Yeah, they got the better toys than we do. You know what I'm saying, man? Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But
exactly.
If my house is hit by a wildfire, for it to be completely burned to smithereens down to its foundation with mostly just ash, and yet if the trees surrounding my property still have green leaves on them...
Mm-hmm.
That right there tells you that is not a natural wildfire, you know. Like,
no.
There is something else
no,
going on here.
It's not. No. No. Oh, my God. My insurance is legal again. Thank you, Jesus. I got an email today from fucking Progressive Insurance for my cars and shit, my trucks. And they said my shit lapsed. And I called them. I said, why the fuck did my insurance just lapse? What the fuck are you talking about? Well,
you know, Progressive is pretty high in complaints, right? In comparison to others. Like,
there.
I got a shop around, too. I'm with Allstate, and they're good, but fucking A, they're
expensive.
Fucking me up the ass with no lube right now with wanting to increase my premium again.
Progressive is the cheapest, because I had Liberty Mutual at one time. I had Liberty Mutual. They are the biggest fucking ripoff in car insurance ever. They kept jacking my fucking rate up every month to another $100. They got a $400 payment a month for me. I'm like, fuck you. Suck a dick.
Jesus,
I ain't got no
Christ,
claims.
That's
or
horrible.
No reason. Yeah, so you have no reason to fucking do any of this shit to me. You know what I mean? It's bullshit. And this is on two cars.
Insurance is only there to pay me.
But anyway,
yeah.
So I said, fuck
well,
this.
Well, then
so much
people
shopping.
Say State Farm is supposed to be so good, but State Farm is the one that refuses
I think they're a fucking
to
joke
insure
too.
Homes
and
in
high.
California or places that... You know, the wildfires are at, and if they do decide to cover it, it's like an
right.
insurmountably expensive, like $2,000 or $3,000 a month.
Right.
Yeah, you know, insure a home
right.
in certain areas. And so it's like State Farm
wow.
is fucking people over. And they're starting to do that here in Oregon, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why my insurance is going up. With my
well,
next
anyway,
renewal,
like,
even for
right,
my
but
auto.
I found out, once I
anyway,
talk to somebody,
but, go ahead.
Lapsed.
I'm just saying, like, State Farm is
right,
also fuckers.
I mean,
like, these insurance companies are fucking fuckers. That's all they
right.
are. Every goddamn one of them are fucking
well, anyway,
fuckers.
There's
and you
there's
have
no
to try to find
no
the
more.
One that isn't as much of
on
a fucker
insurance.
Fucker as the other fucker fucker
yeah.
is.
You know how the fuck it is. You fucking get it. Come on. What the fuck? Anyway, the point was, like, I did contact them. They said, well, the chick was real cool, and I schooled her, of course. I'm going to, you know, fuck Randall Cage. I said, I'm sure you deal with some crazy motherfuckers. Said, yes, I do. I said, God bless your heart and soul. But anyway, I said, what happened? She goes, well, apparently for some reason the payment didn't go through on your auto pay. I said, well, fuck me. So hang tight. So I called the bank, called what the fuck's going on. I'll be a little glitch with fucking Fed now. Really? I said, thank you for being fucking honest. You know, Fed now. Wow. They had a shutdown. Fucked them up. At the same time that the insurance company was trying to get a payment from me. You know what I'm saying? It didn't say I didn't have insufficient funds. It just wouldn't let it go through. You know what I mean? So, well, they redid it and it went through this time, but it didn't. I said, well, why does Progressive say that the insurance has lapsed? He goes, well, there's no more grace periods. If you don't have, if your payment's not accurate.
No. That's not accurate. They have to.
What's
they not? Have to give you a 15-day notice. They have to give you a cancellation notice on auto insurance.
That's what they told me.
They just can't.
About insurance.
Well,
okay, everybody's the fucking expert.
state.
But on property,
I know the law. I went to law school. I know.
You have 30 days after
every single
state.
I don't
dude.
Give a fuck if you went to Christmas school. Every state.
Well, I don't give a shit what you think you know either. I'm telling you that they have to send out a fucking notice, cancellation notice. Now, if they didn't, then violating his rights.
Don't.
I'm telling you that right now. Okay,
not
why don't they? Tell
just,
me why they don't.
Just on real estate, bro.
Tell me why they don't.
On houses
okay.
and shit.
All right.
They don't have to on cars. Right. They do not have to.
I call automobile. Well,
all right.
Okay.
What are
you
doing?
Joe, are you thinking of your clause
you
versus like federal laws or other states? Because maybe that's where Kat's going with this is maybe it varies in different states. As to what you, so what you
it,
know
right.
to be true there
yeah,
in North Carolina as a state law,
well,
it might
well,
actually be
said,
different, you know?
Well, he just said he uses what company? Progressive, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, I use the same company, and I know. And so, as a policy, that's what they say. As a policy, the company has. So they can't be. It has
matter.
To be a uniform policy. It can't be one by
no,
one state by state by state. Because what happens if I move to his state then?
Oh
okay.
Yeah, but you're still
what
covered.
State
the
what state are you in?
I'm in Missouri.
Where they can.
Missouri. Okay,
they
I'm gonna
can.
Look it up.
They have to track
yeah, but,
their
dude,
shit
I got the email
so
to prove it. That
complies
I pulled
with
up right now.
Certain
Hang
states.
On,
I know. They're fucking you, though. I'm trying to tell you
federal
that.
Regulation as
well,
well.
That's, they're into fucking people,
no.
bro. That's what they do.
Well,
no.
well, we brother, can agree on that.
My brother's an insurance broker, and he deals specifically in SR-22 insurance for high-risk drivers. And he told me why. He gives them the easiest ones to fuck out of money. He said, that's what he told me. They are the easiest ones to fuck. But anyway, here's the email I got today. Oh, yesterday. Come here, motherfucker.
I mean, they didn't
Ron.
Give you a late notice or nothing. I mean,
no,
that's crazy.
No. The payment was due on the fucking 12th. Okay? The money was there.
Okay.
The money was there, but the bank fucked up with the FedNow issue. The FedNow system is going through all the banks and all that shit. They had a problem. And apparently nobody could access their accounts like for an hour or some shit. And at the same time, it's when Progressive
well, nationwide?
Going
nationwide? Really?
No, not – well, I guess. U.S. Bank, the bank company I'm banking with, it's who I bank with. Anyway, it says here,
well,
you know,
then, yeah.
your
I bank
final
U.S.
notice,
bank as well.
Your policy lapse. Do not go uninsured, renew it today. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So what they're saying is it's lapse of payment, but the policy ain't dead yet. You know what I mean? The policy's still alive and living, but it ain't, you ain't going to be covered because
yeah.
you ain't got no payment. But it did lapse. That's what it means.
Well,
so,
yeah.
The, but,
because, yeah. Yeah, because usually
was, when
you
pay,
means,
you're paying a month ahead in advance too. You know, it's like
kind of
when you
right,
pay
but,
your bill
but,
in September, it's not for
the same
August and September.
Joseph
it's for
just
September
mentioned.
Into October. It's for
right,
the next
but I
month.
Asked the same questions.
So
I said, where's the grace
covered,
period on this?
Even if you're late,
they said there's not a grace period on cars. There's only a grace period on property. Okay, homes.
Well,
you know, that's what
I mean. But would it, well, why would it not be on cars? I mean, you're driving the same thing. I mean, it's more of an accident, right?
I thought the same. That's why I asked the question. You know, how does this happen? You know, because it shocked me. You know, what the fuck? The payment
yeah.
you want to talk, they send me a lapse. I'm lapsed next fucking day. What the fuck?
Because I know for a fact that they have to notify the DMV that you don't have insurance because they suspend your tag then, right?
No, they don't do that in Missouri. No.
If you don't have insurance, you can have a registered car in your state?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, you have to have insurance to get the tag, but you can let the insurance
yeah.
go, but the tag can still be good. You still got
really?
To get insurance
yeah, like
to renew
you can
it,
drive
so, yeah.
around on your own property. You don't have to be licensed.
You, don't
talk
about
you know,
that.
You can have all
yeah,
kinds of
that,
fucking vehicles and drive around on your own property,
shit.
And they
yeah,
can't
that
say
don't
jack
matter.
Shit
don't
about it.
Yeah,
yeah, because it don't matter. It's private. But yeah, but the thing is, you can go get some cheap insurance on your car real quick. Go get your tags on your car.
Yeah.
Or get them renewed or whatever. It, you know, the fucking driver's license, criminal place, where they steal your money
yeah.
every year or 2 years.
DMVA.
Right.
Yeah.
We got to take proof of insurance. If they're going to steal with any fuck, we say they run your fucking name here to see if you got insurance. It don't matter. Matter of fact, my
yeah.
doctor's office today.
Yeah.
My doctor's office
yeah.
today.
You're
send
not
me a fucking
be able
text
to renew
message.
The registration.
Right. But check,
if
but
your
check this
insurance
shit out.
Is invalid.
My doctor's office sent me a fucking text message today. Tell me that my prescription will be ready to go by tomorrow, okay? And mm-hmm. I called the doctor's office and said, what is this all about? Because, I mean, I'm friends with everybody there. You know what I'm saying? But I talked to my nurse and said, what is this deal? Oh, it's a new system. Ain't it fucking neat? I said, well, you know, this is a narcotic. I have to come pick up the fucking, you know, shit from your office. Not no more. You don't. It's all automated. Every bit of it. Whole fucking thing. So you don't even have to come back anymore.
I said, wow, they really want to know everything we're fucking doing. I said, but you know what? I know they already knew it any fucking way. They knew it anyway. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, now
And if you get
everybody, your records, everything is in that
better.
Fucking system. And I couldn't say, fucking no.
Your heart
monitor. I don't
want
to sit in that fucking thing.
Your
it don't matter.
Maker,
they took it anyway.
All that shit is in an app, and all that data goes. Like it can track your fucking heartbeat and your location.
Absolutely.
And fucking everything.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're getting
baby.
To the point. They're getting to the point that every time you scratch your asshole, they're going to fucking
uplift
to here. At 1:07 a.m. on 9/14/23, you scratch your asshole twice and your nutsack once, and your coochie three times.
They know everything about you, about us. That's what you're saying. They know everything about us, but yet how could they not know about your insurance, you know?
They're exactly right. That's true. They know. Yo, what the fuck, And Ron Rex insurance labs, fuck, let's pull that motherfucker over. He got no insurance. That's a guaranteed paycheck for us. Any way to fuck people out of money, they're in it, man. I swear to God, like taxes. I mean, I don't know how many times I've preached shit about this. I mean, goddamn. Cat, how many years have I been preaching about the fucking reality about the fucking collapse coming, the taxes, the robberies, the rapes, the pillaging? They do it all the time. People don't get it. I said, you know, when I wrote that story about Johnny, you know, I was sitting on the air one night. This has been about 6-7 months ago when I wrote this fucking story in my head. And it's reality. It's going to be fucking reality. People don't like it. And the Fed now came out. But I'll tell you the story because I know you guys didn't hear it. Anyway, little Johnny comes up my house and says, Ron, I'll cut your grass for $5. I said, cool, knock yourself out, Johnny. So Johnny cuts my grass. He pulls out his phone. I give him my card. He swipes. He got his $5. He takes off, pushes his lawnmower down the fucking road. He sees this convenience store. Sees the flashing lights. It's cold soda. So it's hotter than a motherfucker. It's the middle of July. This motherfucker puts that lawnmower up there towards the park. It walks inside, looks in the cooler, found a soda for $1.25. Sits it on the counter, hands the guy his card. The guy swipes his card. He goes, get back to Johnny. He goes, Johnny, you have insufficient funds. And Johnny goes, what the fuck do you mean? The soda's only $1.25. Why, how come I have insufficient funds? Just made $5 at Ron's. And he goes, well, that ain't how it works, man. And Johnny goes, well, do explain. He goes, well, here's how it works, Johnny. When you swiped Ron's card onto your phone into your account, it automatically, the government jumped in and took out for income tax, FDIC, Social Security, health care, and all kinds of other bullshit fees. And he goes, okay, so what's my balance? And the clerk goes, well, your balance is $1.25. And Johnny goes, well, fuck, man, the soda's $1.25. And the clerk says, yeah, Johnny, it's $1.25, but you ain't got no money to pay the taxes. That's how it's going to be. Get it?
Oh, man.
So what the hell the story to write in my
works.
Fucking head.
That's how it works.
But that's how it's going to work.
That's
how
that's
it's going
why, like,
to
even
work.
When you
it's
use your
how it's going to work.
It's not here yet, but it's coming.
You're always
it's fucking
authorized.
Coming.
They
yep,
authorize
you're right.
the payment higher than what you actually spent. So it's like if you're,
yep.
when you ring it up, and you put it on your charge card, and the actual total is, let's say, $27, they will authorize and hold the funds up to, like, $40. They'll add, like, another $15 to it. So then you go to the next store, and now that authorization
will make
you have insufficient funds, even though you actually do have the funds.
Right.
You know,
Johnny didn't
pull off.
Hang on, Laurie. Let me finish this, dear. Okay, Johnny didn't have the tax to pay for the $1.25 soda, right? He also didn't have enough money to pay for the processing fee and a swipe charge on the card when they fucking swiped it. There's going to be 4 more charges on a card to be processed. You know,
that's
people don't understand
crazy,
what's going to happen. Is we're not even talking about the sales tax. We're talking process fees. Okay, here's how it's going to work. Generally, service merchandise, which one of the companies to have for my business that ran my cards, okay? I had to pay $35 a month, give 2% of sale and a transaction fee, okay, which is like fucking 5 cents, okay, to process the card. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's cool. But now with FedNow, the new FedNow system, it gets even fucking stupider. Okay, one, you got service merchants that are going to fucking want their nickel. Then you're going to have fucking FedNow that wants their 7 cents. Then the bank's going to want another 4 or 5 cents, okay? And then after that, you got another processing charge, wire transfer fee, okay? So now you have 4 different charges hitting you at one time. So every time you swipe your fucking card, you might as well figure about 15 cents just to fucking process. 15 cents. A lot of people, that's only 15
well,
cents,
Ron,
really.
There's another aspect to this, too, and they've already started it in Sweden. They'll also have access to your social credit score. Well, Johnny,
absolutely.
If he's getting
that's
a soda,
right.
and he's already had 6 sodas that month, he can have another soda.
Right, and I've said that same thing to you. I said, check this out. Say you're a fucking alcoholic, and you buy a gallon of whiskey a day. You're on your third day getting whiskey at the same store you've been going to for 20 fucking years.
They'll decline you.
Pull out your card on the fourth day, and it tells you you have reached your capacity. You can't have no more. All right? Say you're a fat motherfucker.
Yeah.
You go to Hershey's bar.
You buy a candy bar.
You swipe your card for buying a fucking Hershey's bar. So it's going to tell you what it is on a computer when I swipe the bitch. A UPC code on the back of that fucking candy bar is exactly what it is. It automatically
goes
to the
computer. You've just taken out 3 points out of your allotted 10
You can't hit because your sugar level is fucking high.
Bar.
You fat motherfucker. So that's what's going to tell you then. So then you're denied access to that fucking candy bar. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go this far. You know, you can't buy that bottle of fucking Jerkins no more because you jacked out twice already today. You're over your maximum limit. So you can't even jack off no more. You get what I'm saying? But that's what they want. It's real. I'm not fucking blaming
you. You've got through your Vaseline allotment for the month.
That's right. You've had your allotment for the month. You've done maxed out.
Hey, your people want it.